If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Hey, Kevin and Bane, it's the one from Los Angeles, California. Let me sing that song from the Soul Train theme. Soul Train, Soul Train. Da 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 da. Soul Train, Soul Train.
How do you think the show's going so far?
I think it's weak.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, we're back. Thank you.
And the hair of his head.
And the hair on God's hair. Read.
Like the pure wool.
Like the pure wool. What type of people get woolly hair?
And now.
And why does this delight the Negro?
Our feature presentation.
Oh, dear God, I thought we were going to die.
That was fun, wasn't it?
That needs a tiny bit of explanation. Angry, angry militant black men.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
New York City, Times Square, preaching about why Jesus was a black man.
Right.
And how that means that all white people need to die, basically. So he was saying, what type of people have curly hair trying to get African American or black? And Bean shouts, sheep! From the back.
Bean.
I'm not positive, but I don't think that's the answer they were looking for.
Which is why we never seem to get back to New York. We just don't get invited anymore like we used to, I think.
Aww. Turns out the whole city has turned against us. Yeah, that was fun.
It is the beautiful thing about America, though. And you do. There are times where you recognize what a great country it is to live in, where you can have the First Amendment right to stand in Times Square in New York City, the biggest city in the country, and just preach racial hatred.
Hatred, yeah.
Yeah.
Just and berate anyone legal. That's not black.
Yeah.
Basically. That's good times right there.
Well, I was pointing at you as I yelled sheep because I wanted them to think it was coming from you.
Yeah, I know. I figured, that's how you do.
But it didn't work out.
So. He sets you up all the time.
He tries to hang me everywhere we go. He tries to do that.
So yesterday was one of my radio geek dinners.
Oh, how exciting for you.
I go to from time to time. Now, basically what this is it's a bunch of people from a bunch of stations in Seattle that get together and like every, 6 to 8 weeks or something like that, get together from dinner. And it's really great because there are people from, 5 or 6 different radio stations. A lot of them are competitors. I mean, they're working the same show against one another, but very friendly, very pleasant. It's really a lot of fun. But there was some fantastic gossip, and I want to run this by you and tell you if this is something we need to start doing on our show. There was another station that wasn't there that has a married couple doing mornings, okay?
Okay.
And
knows the answer to that. We don't need a married couple doing the morning show.
I agree.
Okay.
And maybe here's why. So man and a woman doing a morning show for a long time, and it turns out that the husband, is having an affair with the traffic broad.
Yeah! Okay?
So he's having sex with the traffic chick.
Really?
She finds out, and I didn't hear the details as to how it was uncovered, at 4 a.m. one morning that they're supposed to work. They go on the air at 5. She finds out at 4.
Right.
And basically she's screaming at him, and he's chasing her down the street. They're yelling at each other. This is a team that's on the air at 5. You know what I mean? And somehow they don't work it out clearly, but somehow they put it on hold, and they're able to go on and do the show.
As if nothing happened?
Well, I'm sure that's not what was going on during the songs and the commercials, but I assume for the listeners, they did the best they could, but they did a show. I mean, can you imagine doing a show, Lisa, when you find out, doing a show with your husband within an hour of finding out that he's banging the traffic chick?
No way. No way.
So now the woman is not only working with her husband, but the traffic chick, right?
Yes, that's right. They're all on the show together. And, talk about wanting to be a fly on that wall.
Oh, that seems
so
bad.
I guess after the show, they went to management and they said perhaps the traffic chick shouldn't be on the show anymore. So she got transferred to one of the other stations or something like that. And the couple separated and were apart for a few months and then ended up getting back together and just had another baby and they're still together and still doing the show.
No kidding.
Really? Because I was thinking as you told that story kind of quickly, you went through – traffic girl got suspended or sent someplace else, and then they separated. My first thought was, bring the traffic girl back.
Now she's co-hosting the morning show.
they're still together, still doing the show. But I was thinking, not one time have we ever been able to nail the traffic chick. I mean, what's that? What's that BS?
And the thing is, traffic chicks are easy.
That's what
you
I
guys are really just huge losers.
Yeah, well,
that
that's
you haven't been able to nail a traffic chick.
I think the problem is
weather chicks are pretty easy too.
Especially talking about Lisa, I think the problem is that she hates us all. And that makes it harder.
Yeah.
Well,
if not
Lisa and I talked about this briefly the other day. We blew it, Kevin, by we should have tried to nail her years ago before she moved over into the K-Rock studios and really kind of got an idea of what it, what we were really like.
Yeah, it's the listening off the air between,
that's
you know,
right.
when the commercials
yes.
and the songs are playing that make her hate us.
Very
that's what kills
early
it.
On, perhaps.
No.
Perhaps.
No, I think we would have had a shot in like the first
very
year or something
early.
Like that. But
I don't know.
Anyway,
maybe
blew
the first month.
Remember that first month when she said,
"Rape me."
I thought, well, all right, but shot. No.
It's
an interview with Lisa May this week where she talked about how miserable she was when she came over into the K-Rock building and how much she hated it. And
you
how
saw
she,
an
she,
interview?
What interview was
all,
that?
All she wanted to do was go back to you know the place where she used to work before she moved into our studio.
I did say that.
Oh, she did.
I said that to both of you.
I remember at the time I was talking to Lisa about coming over, and she's like, yeah, I'm really excited. This is going to be great. I'm going to be in the same room with you guys and blah, blah, blah. She was blue for a couple of months. She's like,
I made
a mistake.
I really
need to go
did.
Back.
The first week I called over and
oh,
I was like,
you hated.
Guys, can I come back? No, no, no. Everybody's
all
so
your friends
angry
were over there.
And ugly and mad. And
yeah, sometimes it's that way.
All these politics going
sometimes
on.
Sometimes that come rears its ugly head then, as well.
And then Mike, you know.
Sure. I mean, that's,
I don't
that's
even
a
need
given.
To say anything about that.
You need to move on from Mike.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa needs some sort of Lifetime Achievement Award for putting up with this BS for all these
I
years.
Agree.
I'll tell you that.
She I need more than the golden whatever.
Golden pylon,
yeah, the
right.
golden pylon.
Like you don't remember that.
I got the fleshy pylon. I got that for you.
Oh
yeah. What?
I don't know how many women actually get to listen to or have to listen to guys uncensored. Like they really
not
talk.
Not a lot.
Because
I'll
most of the time when there's a woman around, guys clean it up and, you know, just try to fly right for a bit. And then when she walks out of the room, then you.
Yeah, this is a first for me.
Yeah.
And Alex.
And Alex.
It's so funny. It's so funny you should say that because the group that I was having dinner with last night, there were eight of us and seven were guys and there was one woman, okay? And this woman, as a matter of fact, is the one who replaced the traffic chick that was having the affair with the married guy, right? So that's how we got the dirt on the story. And, you know, she's there and she's, you know, on a popular show and, you know, a respected colleague. But I'm telling you, in the course of the, you know, hour and a half or whatever with her, 15 times people asked her to take her top off. I mean, it just does not get easy for women in an environment with all guys. I mean, even though, hey, we're glad you're here, you're a respected colleague, show them to us. You know what I mean? It
here's just the problem. The problem is that she didn't show them. That's the problem.
If
well,
she'd do
I
that,
agree.
It would just shut them
just
up.
Just get it over with. You know?
Here's the funniest part, that being left out of the story. All 15 times, that was him.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
No.
Maybe five, but I mean –
here's the other,
it was just funny, though.
Here's the other strange part of the story is that Bean has no social life whatsoever.
Yes.
But loves radio people. Will not, for the most part, would not go out to dinner with any of us.
Mm-mm.
No way.
But
there's
well,
a few friends he's known since 1970.
Those people
that
he'll yeah.
you know, socialize with.
None of us that he works with on a radio station.
No.
But other radio people he'll go out to dinner with. He's a social, what do you call it?
Butterfly.
Gadfly. What do you call it? Yeah. He's just out there talking, shaking hands, glad-handing people.
Trading gossip.
Hey, how's it going, buddy? Good to see ya.
Does it every month.
It's only, it's, you know, like every 6 weeks or something like that. It's not like, you know, all the time or something. But it's fun. I do enjoy it. And eventually one day I'm hoping she'll show us her, you know, take her top.
Sure.
But,
well, she's anyway. The traffic chick.
She have a good rack?
Will.
She have a good rack?
Hard to tell. Does not dress to show. I'm hoping that there's something under there. I'm hoping there's a surprise.
They didn't probably hire the hottest traffic chick.
After the sex thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm guessing they went to someone who dresses down.
We've got
to
get a traffic chick that won't sleep with anyone.
That's right. That's an excellent point, Lisa. Oh, we're so going to hire the hottest traffic chick after you, though. I am telling you what. She is going to be unbelievable. I don't even care if she can read.
Well, Lisa's not putting out, so.
She's going to last about a week. I got news for you. You better hit it fast.
It could be the right week, though. You know what I mean?
We could move on every week. We're all right with that.
I'm just saying.
That way people won't get to know our ugliness.
Yes.
All right, 5:39. It's Thursday. It's the 14th of February, Yola. It's Valentine's Day. Tonight is our singles party.
Yes, yeah, very excited. Right.
Got a few more tickets to give away for that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Mm-hmm.
One pair of tickets for guys, one pair of tickets for girls. And then tonight, It's time to party.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Mike, you bringing your wife today?
Nope.
What?
Wow. Look at that.
We were doing a raffle for her.
Sorry.
She was the door prize.
Everybody gets a ticket when they walk in.
Hey.
And then we do a drawing. Number 1272. And they go, woo, it's me. And then take her home.
You guys, she's exhausted.
From the NFL players?
Yeah. Well, the football players last week.
It's not like I'm not willing to share. It's that she's not going to come. She doesn't want to go.
Okay.
All right.
Why would she want to go with you on Valentine's Day, I guess?
Yeah. Good point. We're going to talk to a detective agency that says today is the busiest day of the year.
That is so sad.
They are contacted by women, men, whoever, and they're supposed to see if, like, for example, if Lisa was at work and she sent some flowers to someone else besides the guy she was with, they would kind of uncover that and find out. Their business is crazy on today, Valentine's Day.
They probably have to add extra people.
Yep. So we'll talk to them. We got Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Always.
Is Britney married? That's the question on the table. That's what some of the reports are saying.
Did Britney Spears marry this Adnan Galib dude who's the photographer? Were you married to her?
Oh, dude, bro, yeah. All right. Big screen, huh?
Refinance?
I'd like Bean to do that voice from now on.
No.
All the movies this week come out today.
Why is
this
that?
Weekend. Because it's a long holiday weekend,
right.
I guess.
Right.
Most people have Monday off because of President's Day, so a lot of the movies. And you know, it's funny because I've been seeing advertisements for Step Up 2, Valentine's Day. I'm just thinking, under what circumstances?
Is that the movie you take your sweetie to?
Honey, I tried that yesterday because my wife wants to take me to this crappy Love Maybe, Love Sometimes, Love. What is that? Opens today.
The Ryan Reynolds movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, crappy, crap, crap. So I said yesterday, hey, Step Up 2, very excited about that. We're going tomorrow. It wouldn't fly.
No.
I think it'd be better.
I do too.
Actually.
But don't you think, like, a guy like Dave, for instance, Step Up 2 is perfect for him. I mean, that's where he'll take Yaz for Valentine's Day, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
That's his kind of movie.
Of course. It's mine too. I just have to, whatever.
Right.
Speaking of Dave, we got Clipper Darrell on the phone today.
Oh.
Great. He's offered a much better job. Turn it down.
Really?
Now, he's Clipper's super fan at every game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that his job?
Well, no.
Do they pay him?
Well, I don't think so. Right? I don't think they pay him.
I don't know. I don't think Clipper Darrell lives in a home.
Yeah, I think he's...
He's a streetwalker that collects money with recycled cans to get his ticket to the Clipper game.
Really?
And that's his life. And he shows up and yells.
Yeah. I think it's one of those self-starting guys, but he doesn't have much else going on, but he's that dedicated to the Clippers.
Huge, huge Laker fans remember Dancing Barry. He's kind of like Dancing Barry, but way more bootleg. He's like ghetto Dancing Barry.
Okay.
Also on the program today, we have a sexpert. Sadie Allison will be on the show. She's got
good.
A new book called F Me Crazy.
No.
What's it called? F Me Cross-Eyed?
Is it
Ride Em Cowgirl?
Ride Em Cowgirl.
Yeah.
That's what it is, yeah. We have an author of a book that Bean is very excited about, Bean Who Hates People, because this author, the book is called Love and Sex with Robots, and it's more than just we're going to have sex with robots in the future. It's we're going to be able to program them to learn and to have the likes and dislikes that we enjoy, and we will fall in love with them.
And replace real people with them.
Yes.
What was that?
It's artificial intelligence is what we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Basically?
Artificial intelligence.
Get a robot to do traffic, that'd be so awesome.
No, it wouldn't.
And show us your cans.
It wouldn't be awesome.
Yeah.
Those
would be hard cans. That would not be good. And we're continuing with K-Rock's World Tour, destination number 6, which is Panic at the Disco in Zurich. We will qualify you for that coming up. Right now, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. Up just after the top of the hour, by the way, we are giving away some more tickets to the Kevin and Bean Love on the Rock singles party, which is tonight.
Yes,
we got a pair of tickets left, and we're looking for guys. If you want to go and you can make it tonight, please don't call if you can't make it tonight.
Kevin's looking for guys.
Yeah.
We're trying to keep the numbers balanced, so we're looking for guys here. And what we're looking for this time are stories of your biggest mistakes or regrets. Biggest mistakes.
In a relationship.
Or regrets in a relationship.
To all the girls I've loved before.
Yeah. So you want them basically to put their weaknesses out there first is what you're asking.
No, we want to show that they've learned something from their past mistakes. Like I had this great girl, 5 years ago I was dating her, but I screwed it up because fill in the blank. But now I'll never do that again because I'm smarter.
Exactly.
Or not.
Sadder but wiser, as they say.
All right. So 1-800-520-1067. Guys, 21 and up who can make it tonight. That comes up after 6 o'clock this morning. In the meantime, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat for Thursday. What's going on?
You know, for a long time, I thought I blew it with my high school sweetheart. For many years after I left Philadelphia and I had broken up with her and moved on. I said, you know what?
Maybe she was the one.
I think maybe I made a mistake by you know, not taking her with me or leaving Philadelphia or breaking up with her the way I did. And then years later, I found out from friends that she was a raging alcoholic who gotten hugely fat with two kids from two different guys.
Oh, wow.
I was like, you were so happy.
Dodged a bullet.
Wow. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. So what seems like a mistake now may not be in a couple years.
Yeah,
that's the moral of that story. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Kevin, Bean, Lisa, will you be my Valentine?
Of course.
Nope.
What is that? Yes or no, dude?
I'm not a
sitting on the fence.
Fan of the Valentine's Day, as you know.
Yeah, really. We know. Why don't you just let that go for
no,
a bit?
We should have Bean explain how much he hates Valentine's Day.
No, because I don't have the strength this year.
Because
really
every
don't.
Day for his wife is like Valentine's Day.
Well, that is true. Every day is Valentine's Day at my house. Yes, that's true. So today's not a big deal.
And I know it sounds like he's joking, but he in past years has tried to really seriously convince us
it's
of that.
It's true.
Yeah, oh,
it is absolutely true.
I know.
But it's a very kind thing for Ralph to say.
Yeah.
If I worked at another radio station, he'd be my
Valentine.
He'd
be all over you.
He'd invite me out to dinner, and we'd talk about all the office gossip.
Be all hands.
Can you imagine that dinner?
No. Nope.
Can you imagine sitting there, the conversation at that dinner?
It was mostly politics last night. It was a lot of Obama
good times.
And McCain and Clinton talk last night.
Rage on.
Yeah.
That's a dinner.
Well, they do.
I'd be looking for a way to cut my knife with a butter knife. Cut my throat with a butter knife at that point. If it was politics by radio people,
I would like to throw Kevin in the mix just to hear how that goes.
Oh dear God!
Kevin wouldn't be sober enough to pick up a butter knife.
That's my
let alone use it on his throat. He'd be doing shots at the bar.
Oh.
Every year around this time, Red Book Magazine releases their list of top 10 romantic movies. So maybe you just want to get some champagne and some chocolates and snuggle under a blanket and watch a romantic movie with your significant other tonight. Maybe that's
DVDs?
How you'll celebrate. These are DVDs.
Okay.
Top 10 most romantic movies of all time. Number 10, Pretty Woman. Oh, that's true. Nothing's more romantic than a guy who picks up a whore off the street of a sunset and then gives her a lot of money and jewelry.
Kidding.
The way most women would like to have it.
Sure.
As long as it's Richard Gere picking him up.
Yeah.
Ghost, number 9. Oh, nothing says romance like your wife dying or you dying and
guy dies.
Pushing a penny around and talking to Whoopi Goldberg.
That doesn't sound very good, does it?
Say Anything is number 8.
Yeah.
That is kind of romantic.
Okay, now
John Cusack.
Yeah.
Sure.
And
is that holding the boombox over his head?
Yeah. Ione Skye. Oh.
God, what happened to her?
I don't know.
Never
she stopped working, didn't she?
Fat, alcoholic.
Kickboxing, sport of the future.
Didn't she marry one of the Beastie Boys?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Bean.
Oh, really?
You're right.
Yeah.
When Harry Met Sally,
yes.
A perennial favorite, number 7. The Way We Were, Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford, one of the most romantic movies ever, number 6. Love Story.
Okay, back to death.
By the title alone, you can't go wrong with a movie like Love Story.
I guess.
Unless you don't mind leukemia at the end of the movie. Hate to ruin it for you.
Not everyone makes it out alive.
Yeah, not a happy ending. Dr. Zhivago, number 4. Another
also not
laugh
a happy
riot.
Ending.
Not a happy ending at all.
Number 3, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Okay.
That's one of my wife's favorites.
That's a great film.
Yeah.
It is Audrey
great
Hepburn,
movie.
George Peppard. Casablanca, of course, number 2.
Can I guess?
That's a terrific movie.
Sure.
Can I guess number 1?
I wish you would.
Schindler's List.
Yes!
Jackass 2.
No, Hostel. You're right. Schindler's List was
Hostel.
The first one.
Hostel.
When Ralph Fiennes gives...
I don't think we can go on.
Natural Born Killers.
No. Yes.
Number 1 is Gone with the Wind.
Oh,
yeah.
Another story, by the way, where the dude leaves the chick at the end. So.
And rightly so.
And rightly so. She's a bitch.
Yeah.
But that, they say, is your most romantic movie of all time. I don't know why, but go figure. So there's some choices for you this Valentine's Day. Speaking of love that's never ending, Paul McCartney and Heather Mills are due to wind up their final day in divorce court today.
How apropos.
The London Sun has a witness who claims that they overheard Paul telling his lawyer at the end of yesterday's proceedings to offer her $60 million to get her off my back as they walked away from the court.
Is that the kind of thing Paul McCartney's going to shout to his lawyer as they walk out in public spaces?
Well, apparently he was coming out of the courtroom and so were they, and Paul leaned over and said, just offer her $60 million. Let's see if we can get
$60 million or pounds?
$60 million.
Okay.
30 million pounds.
Good.
It is widely reported that Paul's initial offer to her was 20 million pounds, so $40 million. But now he's upped it to 60, hoping it can all go away.
I'd like to suggest for $40 million, you could live pretty well.
I think so.
For quite some time.
Yeah.
apparently Heather wants $100 million, a home in the United States and the UK.
We don't want her.
Two full-time nannies for their four-year-old daughter, Beatrice.
So and, she doesn't have to see her?
And around-the-clock security guards.
For what?
Protect,
oh, because she's
her
got
leg.
Paul McCartney's kid?
Keeps her jewels in her leg. I don't know. More romance news. It's an all-romance showbiz beat because, you
should
know.
Should be.
That's nice.
Valentine's Day. Speculation is running rampant that Britney Spears got married for the third time on her recent trip to Mexico with her paparazzo boyfriend, Adnan Galib.
Balls.
What was that?
Star Magazine claims the two got married at Rosarito Beach. I bet they did. She was holding a taco and a Mountain Dew at the time, I'm
sure.
They also claim that Britney even wrote a $250,000 check to Adnan's future ex-wife to expedite her man's divorce. You might want to get the divorce before you get married.
Oh, I see, because he's not divorced yet.
Right, exactly.
Well, then how can he get married?
Mexico.
Yeah, maybe they went down there.
But it can't be legal in the United States if he's already married to another woman.
No, it wouldn't.
No, but I'm saying maybe they went down there. She wrote a check for $250,000 to the ex-wife to do a Mexican divorce.
Oh,
I see. They already got the divorce.
And then they went and got married.
That's a lot to pay for that dude.
A lot of speculation.
Facial hair, too. For God's sakes.
So we'll have to wait and see.
But she'll, that $250,000 is nothing compared to the savings she'll get in cell phones and everything else she buys from him over the years.
It's true. It'll all pay
life
off.
Insurance.
Right.
Carpets.
Big screens.
Big screens. Forget about
it. He is stacking them deep and selling them cheap.
Wow. It's like a Meg picked the wrong time to step out of
yes,
the room.
Yes, he did.
Didn't he?
I love that.
Paramount Pictures has announced it's going to be pushing back its release of the upcoming Star Trek movie. Sadly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I guess they need more production time.
Okay.
They were going to do it Christmas of this year, but it looks like it's going to be May of 2009 now.
No. Don't make it good. Make it fast, people. That's what we want.
Yeah, that's right. That's the Hollywood spirit.
And then we complain because it's not good.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait a little bit longer, but hopefully JJ and the crew can put together something worth waiting for.
What's Roland going to do, by the way? He's got to be devastated.
So funny. In the new science fiction movie, Jumper,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Samuel L. Jackson plays a hunter of these jumpers,
right.
called a paladin. They are hunting down the jumpers, and his character's name is Roland.
Really?
And I said, oh, Roland is going to be so jazzed when he goes to see the science fiction movie when there's a guy
sure.
named Roland in it.
We should talk to him.
Yeah.
And a cool guy at that.
Exactly.
Ralph, did you see Hayden Christensen jumping with Ryan Seacrest on American Idol last night?
Oh, did I effing ever. Don't get
minute.
Me started.
What do you mean jumping?
They opened American Idol last night with Ryan Seacrest and Hayden Christensen sitting on top of the Sphinx in Egypt, having a sandwich, saying, wow, Hayden, this is cool, jumping from place to place. And it's like, oh, it's nothing, Ryan, and when you get used to it.
Oh, no.
And then they jumped back to the American Idol studio together, and it was just a big...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just a big jerk-off for Fox.
Yeah.
Just nuts.
No.
Yeah.
And you guys
the movie company wrote him a big check, I guess.
Did you guys or did you not turn off the TV at that point?
No, I had to watch my Idol.
Oh, you're both
it's a phenomenal,
bad.
Phenomenal hour last
great
night.
Great Idol.
You're
best,
both bad.
Best cast ever, Kevin. Most talented.
I think so.
24 ever.
God help us.
Very can I tell you something weird about last night's show, Kevin, since you don't watch? Virtually, tell me if I'm wrong, Ralph, virtually no singing on the show last night.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of a show was it then?
Because they had so many people to weed out. They showed you mostly just the voting process.
You're so gay.
You guys.
Yeah, it's a great top 24. There's some definite potential stars in it. It looks like it's going to be a great season.
24 is back?
Oh, stop it. But I didn't need to see Hayden Christensen and Ryan Seacrest jumping around. Hey, let's jump to my apartment. I'll show you some video of me hosting the Emmys. And then Hayden disappears and goes, wow, I guess he jumped there ahead of me.
Really?
No kidding.
That was
and
their
you
sketch.
Guys,
that was their jumper
I
sketch.
I hate both of you for listening and watching that.
How does Hayden Christensen okay that? So, yeah, sure, I'll do a sketch with Ryan Seacrest.
While holding a can of Coca-Cola, by the way, the American Idol sponsor, while he's jumping from the pyramids to Hollywood.
Broom's starting to spin real fast because of gayness.
And then during the show, there was an HP commercial for Hewlett-Packard Computers.
Yes.
And Hayden Christensen is watching the commercial. It's Serena Williams. You know the thing they do? They don't show the head, and they just show the hands moving, and they kind of show you what her laptop looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So he jumps into the commercial, and he's looking at her laptop and hanging out behind her and everything.
Really?
Yeah. They are just force-feeding us this Jumper movie.
Yep.
I'll have my review of that. I've seen Jumper and all the other new movies coming up later in the show on Showbiz Beat for a very special Thursday edition. And a very special guest reviewer as well today. Oh, really? Yeah. Talk to you more about that. Today's celebrity birthdays, Florence Henderson, Mrs. Brady on the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Is 74 years old today. Pat O'Brien. Pat O'Brien is 60 years old today. I wonder how Pat's celebrating today.
Got a message from him yesterday.
That's how he wants to celebrate.
Oh. I was like, Pat, I don't think I'm who you think I am. You know what, I'm listed in your cell phone, but get rid of it.
I think Pat's celebrating with Jeff Conaway. If you know
what I'm yes.
Wink, wink. Teller of Penn and Teller is 60 years old today. Meg Tilly, very beautiful and talented actress, is 48. Enrico Colatoni. That name
that?
May not mean anything to you, but he was the dad in Veronica Mars. Was also in Just Shoot Me. Played Elliot on that show.
Sure.
45 years old today. And Freddie Highmore, who is so amazing in Finding Neverland. He's got a new movie coming out called The Spiderwick Chronicles. He is 16 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Yesterday we did Ask a Dominatrix on the Kevin and Bean Show with our friend Aisa, who wants to get into that field. She'll be at the singles party tonight. So if you show up at On the Rocks above the Roxy tonight for the party, if you win tickets and Aisa asks you to do something, go ahead and do it. Because you don't know what she's going to hit you with otherwise.
Good advice.
Yeah, that's great advice, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
All right, we're looking for guys 21 or over. Biggest mistake or regret you had in a relationship?
Love on the Rocks with Kevin and Bean. One guy is stupid, the other's just mean.
What?
If you're down on your luck, then join us and someone new.
That's lovely.
All right. How many tickets do we actually have to give away? Because the party is tonight, and I know they're very, very tight.
I think we have one pair for guys.
That's it?
So we have to tell everybody else no.
Oh, that hurts.
One pair.
Looks like we got some great calls here. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, let's start with Randy in Whittier. He is on line two this morning. So biggest regrets, these are things you look back on and go, man, I could have handled that a lot better, and I sure should have, and I've learned from my mistake. Good morning, Randy.
Kevin and Bean, good morning.
Hi.
Lisa May, what's up?
Hi, Randy.
We're going to have to be unusually harsh because we only have one pair of tickets, so tell us your biggest regret.
Yeah, biggest regret I ever had while I was dating girls, I used to, you know, be very condescending. You know, I used to call them fat.
While you were dating them?
Yeah.
Were they fat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not really, but, you know, I cut them down really bad, you know, backhanded comments.
A few pounds overweight and you would be a dick to them?
Criticize them because, you know, they would have a piece of cake after dessert, you know, for dessert.
Yeah,
and
really?
Like, you know, just a real dickhead. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
So what changed? I mean, it sounds like the way you're talking that you think that was a mistake. I don't, by the way, but you think that was a mistake and you don't do that anymore?
No, not really.
So now you just date fat chicks and just let them eat?
Let them have whatever they want.
Hey, want some cake?
Offer them two pieces.
Yeah.
But,
well, you hold on. Thank you. Now, we are asking them for regret, so it's obvious.
That's right.
They have to admit something that they're not proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hold the buzzer till the end, maybe, and then we'll pick a winner, I guess, as we're going to pick one of these that we speak with, right?
Yes. Okay. All right, let's go to Carlos, 25 years old, from La Habra. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. What's up, Lisa May?
Hi, Carlos.
Biggest regret, what do you got?
Biggest regret, a guy was telling my high school sweetheart I didn't like her, and it was only for the reason that she looked like a guy, so, and now she looks like a good-looking guy, so.
Okay, wait a minute.
Wait a minute here.
Hold on. You liked a girl in high school who looked like a guy?
No. She looked like a guy.
That's what you just said.
That's what I just said.
I got my words all mixed up.
Did she look like a girl or a guy?
She looked like a guy.
Okay.
Yeah, an ugly guy.
Now she looks like a good-looking guy. Then she looked like
Carlos
an ugly guy.
On hold. No, hang up on Carlos. Just hang up on it.
Really? Is that
Carlos
okay?
Carlos has nothing going
on. Sorry,
for him
dude.
At all.
Let's go to Joe in Newport Beach. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Joe.
So, my high school sweetheart, she was super hot. You know what I'm saying? And problem was, I took her virginity, and so I had her. I owned her, basically, you know, and I could have turned that into, like, you know, whatever can be in the future.
Right.
Which, you know, I wouldn't do because I got, you know, plenty of life left. But, listen, I turned this bitch into a blood-sucking whore.
Whoa. What makes you think you can talk like that on the radio?
Listen, we all talk like that off the radio, but we have to clean it up when we're on the radio. Otherwise, we get in trouble.
So basically, if I can summarize what our friend Joe is saying, is that he had a virgin but mistreated her, and now she turned into a whore. Okay, all right, that's enough for you.
Thanks for the call.
My
he clearly cannot be
God.
Trusted to be on the radio.
Listen.
Were you raised in a barn? For
who says that anymore?
My mom.
All right. All right. Who else should we go
Jeez.
To?
Lisa, you're looking forward to meeting some of these guys tonight.
I hate all these guys.
All right, let's talk to Randy, who's calling from Southgate. Good morning, Randy. Hello, Randy. Excellent. Okay.
How about Chris?
Chris
from
right.
Norwalk.
Chris in Norwalk. Good morning.
What happened to our phones?
Okay, now it's clearly the phones. There's something wrong here.
Hello, Chris. What's going on here? Well, the guys we talked to, we don't want. Hello, Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All
okay,
right.
Good.
Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, Chris.
Biggest regret, what do you got?
Well, I've been with this girl for 7 years, and mm-hmm. we just recently broke up because I did not go with them to, well, I did not go with her and her family to Christmas Eve party with her family.
What did you do instead?
I ended up going to a homies and drinking.
On Christmas Eve?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you just got to get your drink on, Lisa.
I think that's what Jesus would have done, now that you mentioned it.
But you regret it?
Yeah, now I regret it.
But would you do it again?
Maybe.
Yes, you would.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, hold on.
This is rough.
Let's try Matt on line 6. We're almost out of time. Harvey Levin standing by from TMZ.com. Is Brittany married? We'll find out. First, Matt, what's your regret?
Hey, good morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, there.
All right. A few years ago, met a gorgeous blonde, gray body on vacation. Ended up hooking up, dated for about 6 months, and then one day woke up, hey, no, I don't want to be with her. Broke it off. Ended up dating a cougar for the next 2.5 years.
Right.
Wow.
And then come to find out, I got rid of her, got back in touch with the old girlfriend. While we broke up, she did porn. So,
yeah. So it all ended good.
Well, yeah, you just don't let them go too soon because eventually they'll be porn. I mean,
I think that's a good hard fast rule.
Oh yeah,
thank you for the call.
No, that's in the Constitution, man. That's true. You can't argue with that.
We have time for one more. Brandon and Whittier. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin and Bandy?
Hi, Brandon.
Biggest regrets.
My biggest regret was taking the step and proposing to a girl that I was with for a long time and finding out she cheated on me, broke up with me, and jacked the ring.
Wow. That
sucks.
Yeah.
She that jacked the ring.
Well, that wasn't exactly what we were looking for in terms of regrets.
Hold on. I dated a bitch. That's my regret.
Do you have any good emails?
You don't like any of these guys?
Not really.
Well, we're asking for them to tell us about at their worst.
I know.
Let's try, this guy says his name is Orenthal on line 9 there. What's his story? Orenthal, good morning. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Kevin Bean, how you doing?
We're good. How are you?
What can we do for you?
I got some regrets of my own. I killed my ex-wife and a new boyfriend.
Hold on a sec.
What?
And I really regret cutting their heads off.
I don't think.
Because she was the mother of my children and
right.
everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And in retrospect, it may have been the wrong move.
So you think it may have been?
Maybe.
You're not positive.
So, I mean, some days I still laugh about it.
Okay.
But sometimes I think maybe that was the wrong thing to do, and I should have handled my aggressions in another way.
What other way? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, like burn her with a cigar.
No, that's not Jay.
Maybe just take a scalp. Leave her alive and bleeding.
That's no better.
That's not the kind of regret we're looking for.
OJ, I don't think any of our listeners want to meet you.
You're not coming to our party.
Hello.
Sorry,
why are you turning me down?
Listen, Lisa May's turning you down.
I'm going to kill you.
Bean and I are in favor.
I will kill again.
All right, we got to go. Thank you, OJ.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Bye now.
All right, if I had to choose.
You have to choose.
I would choose Randy. If I had to choose.
Randy was the dude that called his girlfriend
fat. Yeah, but he doesn't do it anymore.
He is one of the only ones we talked to that seems to have turned over a new leaf.
Yes.
Do we have any more emails? No.
Oh, I sent good emails to Alex.
Randy?
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, you're in. Be good.
Woohoo!
All right.
I hope we didn't invite any fat chicks. It's a long night for them with Randy there. TMZ Television airs each weeknight on Channel 11 at 6:30. And, of course, the website 24 hours of every single day of the week. It's TMZ.com. Harvey Levin on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Harvey.
Morning, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
Your latest post.
You sent a call to me today.
I did?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, I was just, no. Hi, Harvey. How are you?
Hi. There
you go. I love you.
Your latest post that just went up, Harvey, suggests that the paparazzi have been a little bit disappointed in Britney kind of keeping a schedule where she goes and dances and goes home. Nothing crazy this week.
No, she's been contained. Interesting. It's, you know, she seems like they got her a little bit under control right now. I mean, I don't know why she's going to this dance studio. I mean, she's not exactly going on tour,
right.
but it's occupying her, and she seems to be getting along with her mom and dad. I mean, the big drama right now is going on kind of in court because her lawyers just won out of this case in the worst way.
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they want out. They want out.
They totally want out because these lawyers have been friendly with Sam Lutfi, whom the parents hate.
Right.
And Jamie has got a thing against this firm and wants this firm out. And she hasn't really been communicating. Brittany just doesn't. I mean, you want to know the truth? The guy who runs that firm is kind of an older man. She does not relate to older men. She relates to cute young women.
Right.
And it's been really hard for him to get her attention. There are a couple of women in the firm that she kind of talks to, but the woman she really wants to represent her is Laura Wasser, who we've all talked about before.
She's great, right?
Right, the hottie, yeah.
Very. And she's she kind of secretly visited her while she was in the hospital, and Brittany just wants it in the worst way. I don't know whether Laura Wasser is going to go back, but the firm just doesn't want it anymore, and they've gone to court, and they say, we just went out of this case.
Yeah, sure. Now, the parents who are the conservators, right, they seem to have done a pretty good job of kicking this Lutfi guy to the curb. We have not heard much from him in the last week. Is he still trying to figure out a way to get to Brittany and is just being unsuccessful, or has he kind of taken the hint and moved on?
You know what's so funny? It just occurred to me. You guys are following this really like a soap opera. You know a lot.
It is a soap opera.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you know a lot.
Well, we know a lot because we read your site, for God's sake.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, here's the funny thing about Sam Lutfi. He has been kept away because there's a restraining order. But you know Mark Vincent Kaplan, who's a lawyer for Kevin Federline?
Right,
well,
sure.
He used to have a media consultant named Michael Sands. They had a huge falling out. So now Michael Sands is representing Sam Lutfi.
Oh, dear God.
As his media consultant, and guess who Mark Vincent Kaplan now has? Remember Elliot? Right. Remember Elliot Mintz, the publicist for Paris Hilton?
Oh yeah,
yes.
Ta-da!
Excellent.
Oh my God.
Excellent.
Oh my God.
It is a soap opera. This is crazy.
Harvey, what about the reports, not on your site, but others, and that's why we doubt it, that it seems unsubstantiated, that Brittany and Adnan, the paparazzo boyfriend, went to Mexico and somehow figured out a way to get married. What about that?
I mean, look, I'm not... She was so crazy when she, you know, during that period that anything is possible. We don't have any evidence of it.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem like that happened for sure. I mean, there's just no evidence. There's so many rumors going around. I mean, I would doubt it, but I don't know for sure. It's not true.
Okay.
Now, do you know for sure whether or not Adnan is currently married to another woman, which would make it impossible for him to legally wed Brittany?
Yeah, I mean, you would think as far as we know, he's legally separated from this woman. I mean, that's what they told us 3 weeks ago. So we have no record of a divorce going through. So that's why I really doubt the story. I mean, I just don't think he married her. If he married her, I think he'd have his claws all over her right now with his conservatorship.
Yeah.
But he's got his own problems because the cops stopped him yesterday at the Beverly. You know, this really is Days of Our Lives.
It is.
he was at the Beverly Hills Hotel yesterday, and the cops stopped him and questioned him. And the reports that are kind of circulating that we're trying to confirm are he got pissed off that another photographer was taking his picture and he attacked him.
Oh, really?
That's hilarious. That's
what awesome. An a-hole.
That's hilarious.
Did the cops, when they had him pulled over, ask him about his stupid vertical Hitler soul patch? Did they ask him about that? No?
You know, we've been speculating along the way about this Adnan guy, who none of us believe his motives are pure, that he is just compiling enough information to release a book or sell his story for $1 million or something like that. Any indication that that's going on?
Well, I mean, I have the same suspicion you do. And, I mean, we've had people tell us that he's been pitching pictures to their magazines, so... You know, on the one hand, he seems that he's been obsessed with her for a couple of years. But on the other, I mean, he's in a business where, you know, this is all about making money.
He's got the book mostly written or all done.
I bet.
I mean,
and photos.
I just think that in about a month or two, we're going to see stuff where we're just going to say, we knew it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Last question, Harvey, because I know you got to get to the meeting, which we'll see on TV tonight. But has Brittany seen her kids in a while?
No. You know, the judge won't let it happen. The judge has said you can't see the kids. But, you know, it's really sad because I think, you know, it's sad for the kids because, you know, they have a mother, and it's not like she just doesn't want these kids. She's got a mental problem. And, you know, hopefully they're going to be able to somehow contain this. I think it's really kind of encouraging. I mean, she hasn't been going crazy. She hasn't been driving around, you know, insane hours of the night. And her dad does seem to have a little bit of control, so maybe something can happen. But it would be nice, you know, if these kids
certainly
had a mother.
Yeah. Yeah, as Harvey points out on TMZ.com this morning, too, by the way, no vag sightings this week, no crazy British accents this week, no pink wigs. I mean, it is definitely very quiet on the Britney front for a while.
Well, the only one that has a pink wig, the only one that has a pink wig was the father.
Yeah.
We got him carrying the pink wig, and we said, why the wig?
Yeah.
And he just, like, ran to the car through it.
He thought it looked good on her. He wants to wear it.
You know?
Wow.
Well, Harvey, thanks for clearing it up for us, dude. As usual, you're doing the Lord's work over there at TMZ.com. Say hi to the staff for us, would you?
Okay, guys, thanks.
Thank you. It is Valentine's Day 2008, or Valentine's Day for our Mexican friends. And do you have any traditions, anything you do every February 14th, Kevin?
No.
Anything in particular?
We have singles parties every year.
Yeah, well, that's
what we do.
Singles parties every time, yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they always send the chocolates or the flowers or whatever.
I always send the flowers, and, you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to a really crappy movie today, so really, that's about all there I can be expected to do.
I hire a private investigator to tail my wife all day is what I do. That's how I show my love, is by following her around and making sure that she's being faithful. And if that sounds good to you, then boy, have we got the conversation you need to listen to from Laguna PI Private Investigators. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Ali Amar back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Ali.
Hey, good morning, Kevin, Bean, Lisa, May.
Good morning. Good.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, I remember when we spoke with you, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, you told us, and I think it was a surprise to some people, that Valentine's Day is about the busiest day of the year for you.
Yeah, exactly. If someone wants to meet up with their girlfriend on the side, it's definitely going to happen on Valentine's Day. The girlfriend's really going to be expecting it.
I don't think she'll forgive the guy she's cheating with if he doesn't somehow make it happen.
Yeah, because he's got to show his love for her.
Yes.
How much does your business go up? I mean, is it twice as much as normal? Or?
It's pretty much 10 times as
10 times normal.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So are these people, Ali, who call you who know that their partner is having an affair, or just suspect it, or what?
Well, a lot of people have a suspicion, and if you have a suspicion, 90% of the time you're right. You know, if she is getting phone calls in the middle of the night or weird text messages, stuff like that, it's probably something's going on.
Hmm. Yeah. And what kinds of tools do you use to trap that person? Let's say I was going to try to squeeze in a 20 minutes with the girlfriend today or something like that. What would you do? You put a tail on me, like have somebody waiting outside my house when I leave?
Well, we've got a couple cool things. We've got a tracking device we can put on the car. Someone can physically follow the car, or we could even download deleted text messages off a cell phone.
Really?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, that's sweet. Hey, wait. I thought they were deleted.
How do you get into somebody's phone to get their text messages?
Well, we've got some sophisticated computer equipment from Russia, and that's about all I can say.
Yeah, sure.
Bring your phone in, we'll take care of you.
Sure.
Are you kidding? This is like in the movies.
No.
In other words, you could be Matt Damon sitting in a car out in front of my house, and basically you could be following along with whatever I'm doing on an electrical or electronic device in my home?
Yeah, except I'm a lot more attractive than Matt Damon. You know?
Of course. Who is it?
Oh, I believe that. Yeah.
Is that legal?
The tracking device on the car is legal as long as the person's one of the registered owners. So usually in a husband-wife situation,
oh, I
it
see.
Works best.
And who hires you the most? Is it wives?
We get more husbands than wives.
Really?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the husbands think their wives are cheating more than the wives think their husbands are cheating.
I think 70-75% of the time it's females that are doing all the cheating.
That's the thing, man. Yep. Female, they see something, they gotta have it right now.
Yep.
And the man, the long-suffering man sitting at home being faithful,
poor doofus.
What a kick in the teeth.
Exactly. Well, you know what it is, Ali, and I'm sure you found this in your line of work, is that men are about relationships and connections and emotions, and women, honestly, they're just horn dogs. I mean, honestly, they become so visually aroused that they just see a guy and they just want to jump him.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I've caught a lot of women at men's strip clubs, and those strip clubs are horrible.
Yeah, but, no kidding.
Know, I have never been to a strip club.
Of course not.
Of course not. Of course.
Why would you?
Now, there have to be times when people suspect somebody's cheating. They hire the Laguna PI private investigators, and you come back and say, no, they're not. I mean, is it hard to convince somebody of that once they've got that idea in their head?
You know, it really depends, but if they really want to do an investigation that's long and long and drawn out, we can definitely do that. But after about a week, you can definitely definitively tell whether someone's cheating or not.
Now, do you, your business is tenfold today. Do you just do a one-day thing just to follow them and see where they go today, or do you do it for a week, or how does that work?
Well, Valentine's Day, again, is huge because, you know, the mistress or the mistress man is going to definitely expect something to happen today since it's Valentine's Day. So,
can you track, like, flowers being sent? Or
We can track all kinds of stuff.
So that's a yes.
Yeah, you definitely have to call to find out. But besides cell phone deleted text messages, there's a lot of things out there we can take a look at.
I don't ever want to see Ali in a car out in front of my house.
Me either.
This is going to be the heebie-jeebies.
Very uncomfortable.
No, I'm just saying.
What about me? I got nothing to hide.
So is most of your business relationship stuff? Or do you do a lot of crime stuff also?
We do some criminal stuff, but mostly around this time of year, it's really the Valentine's Day cheating husbands and wives. But we do some criminal things and even some civil things.
Now, I'm confused. Are you the guys that are the agency for that Cheaters TV show?
Well, the Cheaters TV show, detectives went out of business. Now they do the TV show thing only. So.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How often do you catch someone in the act where you see them having sex?
When you see them having sex, that's a great question.
How often?
You a horn dog.
I'm just saying.
And he's a guy. Shocking.
You know, when you catch someone in the act of actually having sex, it's a really small percentage. What you do catch most of the time is them hooking up together for lunch, going to a strip club. And depending on the relationship, that might be a relationship breaker. It just really depends.
But you are the guy, though, who's got the telephoto camera, right? And you take pictures back to the spouse or to the boyfriend or the girlfriend and say, all right, here they are kissing goodbye outside the restaurant or whatever, right?
Yeah, and sometimes it's even having sex through an open bedroom window or through a car in the middle of the Chevron station, you know.
That's what I'm talking
There's
about.
Nothing sexier than a car in the middle of the Chevron station.
That says, Happy Valentine's
that
Day.
That says hot sex more than anything I know.
Allie, is it too late for our listeners to get help today? Should they just bookmark your site and take down the phone number for maybe next year or another time when you're not so busy?
No, we still have subcontract investigators on call available to help out. We can always do the deleted text messages thing and even watch after Valentine's Day. It's all up to them.
Wow.
Okay. Right. Well, let me give out the information. If you're interested in contacting the Laguna PI private investigators, the phone number is toll-free 888-747-4007. That's 888-747-4007, and the website is lagunapi.com. Go ahead and send over some of those photos, Ali, you know,
yeah, like
while you're thinking of your
that.
Good friends Kevin and Bean.
I've got some good videos for you. For
yeah, sure. Just so we know that you're doing, you know, your work's on the up and up. I'd also like to hire him to follow Dave the King of Mexico today and just have him watch him go through his Victoria's Secret catalog, you know, and just move from one woman to the next with the flowers and the candy and the sex.
Yeah. Does he do that at the Chevron station? Is that how that works?
I don't think so.
I think Dave does it everywhere,
he does
man. He's a player. He's juggling like a dozen girls. It's unbelievable, Ali. I don't think we could afford to hire you to follow him for all of his women. I really don't. All right, Ali Amar from Laguna PI, thank you so much for joining us. Happy Valentine's Day to you, dude.
Good talking to you. Good Valentine's Day to you. Bye.
Bye now.
The holiday edition for Valentine's Day of the Movie Beat coming up next half hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we'll talk to Clipper Darrell, the world's number one Clipper fan. Who would ever think a fan, by the way, would be wooed away by another NBA franchise? So we'll tell you what happened with that as we talk to Daryl coming up next hour on the Kevin Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for Thursday. What's going on, Argar?
I heard the Spurs are trying to get Dave.
Is that right?
Yeah, they made an offer to him.
Wow.
So we'll have to wait and see.
Huge.
Good luck.
Kevin, you have glitter on your face again today.
Do
you have a nighttime job as a stripper or something we don't know about?
Once or twice a week.
You're walking in now with glitter on your face.
Mm-hmm. I really don't have any idea where that could come from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
well,
don't.
Next time you get a lap dance,
no.
Ask Bambi to...
Giving a lap dance.
To, you know, give you a wet towel or something to clean up afterwards.
This is like the, I don't know, fifth time in the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
Yes. Doesn't that concern you that you don't know how you end up with glitter? Doesn't it make you wonder what else you're getting on your face you don't know about?
Oh, how dare you.
What is wrong with you?
Do we need to call Linus? Is that the call that needs to be made?
Yeah. 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 Maybe Linus can solve the mystery of how Kevin's getting glitter on his face every day.
I do have little girls, so I imagine that's where it's from. I don't know. I really don't.
Glittery?
Dude, they're strippers. They're not little girls, okay?
I think he's talking about his actually children.
Oh, daughters. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I apologize.
I really don't know. This is kind of funny, though. Does it look good on me? Should I go with it?
No. Frankly, it's a little disturbing.
All right.
Look like back when you used to work at the White Swallow. Remember back in your dancing
those are
days?
Not good days.
You look very similar to that
Vaseline
style.
Alley? Oh, exactly. That was ugly.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Yeah, wouldn't we all, Rodney? Right. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. A little trivia for you. Did you know that they spend, Americans, over $1 billion on candy each Valentine's Day?
$1 billion?
$1 billion in sales for candy alone
That's
on Valentine's Day.
That's disturbing, isn't it?
A day?
A day.
That's kind of crazy.
And it's only the fourth most popular candy holiday.
Really? Oh, Easter, I bet.
Easter,
huge.
Halloween, and Christmas
Halloween,
all sell more candy than Valentine's Day, which means they're doing $1 billion plus on those days.
My God.
In your face, Valentine's Day.
I gotta get me in the candy business.
No
kidding.
Yeah.
Halloween drinks Valentine's Day's milkshake. That's what happens.
Drinks it up.
Yeah. Let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Oh, lots of agonizing, lots of gnashing of teeth over Billy Ray Cyrus and his daughter, Miley.
Now what?
What?
Apparently, in the movie Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus, the Best of Both Worlds concert tour movie in 3D.
Okay.
The two of them can be seen riding in a Range Rover without their seatbelts on.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
No, you wouldn't.
So wrong.
That is outrageous. That?
Consumer Reports is slamming the father and daughter for setting a bad example. And Billy Ray had to go public yesterday with a public apology to People magazine.
You're kidding.
Here it is. We got caught up in the moment of filming, and we made a mistake and forgot to buckle our seatbelts. Seatbelt safety is extremely important.
Amen.
We're sorry. Well, I hope we can put this ugliness behind us now that he's finally accepted responsibility.
Do we not have real problems?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Billy Ray's not buckled up. That's a real problem.
Is he announcing that he's going into rehab or anything like that to deal with
this problem? He's going into seatbelt rehab, yes.
It's the newest thing.
They just lock you into a seat for 2 weeks.
Totally. Isaiah Washington went into rehab because he hates gay people.
Yes.
So now Billy Ray can go in because he couldn't buckle up.
That's right. He's going to buckle rehab.
Wow.
Good band. Congratulations. Buckle rehab's a good band?
Mm-hmm.
You know, celebrities always have their pet causes. Madonna's got the children of Malawi. Mm-hmm. George Clooney's trying to save Darfur. Angelina Jolie adopts, well, from every country in the world. Emma Thompson's got a new cause she's trying to bring to public light. And
balls.
The British actress. Balls.
What's Emma? Her?
Smelly, sweaty balls.
Oh.
The horrible reality of nutsack stench.
Your balls smell today on Jerry Springer.
No, she's taking on human trafficking. And I had no idea this was such a big problem.
You mean slavery?
Yes.
Prostitution, that kind of thing?
That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They use humans for all kinds of stuff, mostly women in this particular case, but for prostitution, but for slave labor and all kinds of stuff.
Hmm.
It apparently is the third largest shadow economy after drugs and weapons in the world.
Wow.
Third largest source of illegal money after drugs and guns.
Oh, my God.
I was reading a magazine article. I can't remember. It's a magazine that I don't normally read because it's too intelligent. But
Highlights for Children?
Highlights?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
darn it.
There was some kind of an article about how prevalent it is in America, and you'd be shocked. Not the world, but in America, there's slaves and prostitution.
You do hear about these rings being busted.
Where?
They sneak in.
Where do you think?
Women.
South.
I need a number.
Florida.
I need some numbers, and I need some photographs, and I need a vacation.
They bring them here. They owe someone for bringing them here. Then they can never make it up, and it's amazing how.
Guys, we've had that in Southern California a couple times in the last couple of years. There have been a house with 20 Korean chicks in it or something like that. They're being forced to sew or something.
Don't you? That they make Slovakian chicks.
Don't you remember? Band Packs played a benefit for it, and I thought it was like kind of a joke too. And it turns out here in L.A., there's thousands and thousands of girls that are brought here for sexual slavery and to work in sweatshops, like thousands.
And why
don't
they advertise the L.A. Weekly or someplace where we can find them?
That's right. That's what we're saying.
Did they pay you with them?
Yeah.
Sounds like a cheap good time. That's what we're saying.
It's shocking that it could be happening here, but it is.
It's shocking that we don't know more about it. That's what's shocking. So anyway, Emma Thompson wants you to know about it. So
all
there
right.
you go. I did my public service for Emma. Fox TV has picked up a new reality game show. They're just the best network on television, aren't they?
They
just
are.
Keep bringing us. Are they bringing us My Dad's Better Than Your Dad? No, it's
I
NBC,
don't know.
I think.
I don't
NBC
know who's doing that one. Although I did watch Moment of Truth last night. That was good.
How's that doing? Is that still good?
Is it still good? I like it.
Moment of Truth?
Yeah, Moment of Truth. The guy was answering all kinds of questions about his mom. Why, were you upset that your mom showed up to your wedding in a black dress because she was boycotting your wife? Yes. It was amazing.
Wow.
The guy got all the way to like $200,000 and quit and took it home.
Good for him.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Because the minute they catch you in a lie, boom, it's all gone.
Gone. You lose everything.
Yeah, so. His mom will never talk to him again, but look.
No.
$2,000 will solve that wound.
$200. Hey, a lot of us would trade our moms for $200.
What's the new one?
It is Human Tetris.
Human Tetris.
It's called Hole in the Wall.
Uh-oh.
I saw that over the weekend, by the way.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
And contestants have to try to fit through human-sized shapes on a moving wall.
Whoa.
If they fail, they're pushed off a ledge into a pool of water.
They have this in Japan. That's I've what watched it.
This is based,
it's
yeah.
awesome.
This is based on a Japanese game show that they purchased.
You can see that on YouTube.
To America.
It's yep. awesome.
It's ridiculous, but awesome. Moving wall, you got to fit through the holes, and then it's unbelievable. What the...
I hope they do like they do in Japan, where the wall's moving good enough that it blasts you.
Like, it hurts it's not, people. Yeah, you like people Japan, get dominated.
In Japan, if you don't fit perfectly, it whacks the hell out of you.
It wrecks you.
And you fall into like a pit of water.
Oh,
it's
my
awesome.
God.
Well, that sounds bad.
I can't wait.
I've got tickets to give away to the world premiere, the red carpet world premiere of an amazingly funny movie starring Will Ferrell called Semi-Pro. I had a chance to see it last week, and I'm telling you, it is one of his funniest movies, and that's saying something, because this guy did Anchorman and Talladega Nights. Some of my favorite comedy star, Will.
Night at the Roxbury?
No, wait a minute. This is awesome. You're going to love it. It is the red carpet world premiere next Tuesday. We're going to do it in Westwood. I will be on the red carpet interviewing all the stars. You get to see them all come in. You get to see the movie. It's going to be a blast. If you'd like to attend, I've got two pairs of passes right now, but I want to give them to some real Will fans. So here's a little trivia question. If you know the correct answer, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Here is the question. In 1995, Will Ferrell was chosen to star in Saturday Night Live. They picked him up and put him in the new cast in Saturday Night Live.
Right.
He beat out another performer who later went on to be a comedy star in his own right. But there was one slot left. Will got it. This other guy got bounced. Who was the guy Will Ferrell beat up for Saturday Night Live in 1995? Call now, 1-800-520-1067. If you know the answer, first two callers with the correct answer are going to the red carpet world premiere of Semi-Pro. Almost said Semi-Tough. It's a whole other movie.
Either way.
This is a great story. In Australia, they have discovered that by playing a list of certain songs, they can keep away all the loitering teens and all the teenagers that are committing crimes around a local shopping mall.
So they blast bad music?
They play bad music, and it's guaranteed to keep away all the Australian hooligans who are causing trouble in this particular area.
Do they use Bean's iPod and just put it on shuffle?
Pretty much. You want to hear the top five songs?
Sure.
Yeah.
The fifth most effective song they found, this is an area of shop owners where they were complaining that there was a lot of teen crime and loitering and stuff. So they started playing this music.
Okay.
Fifth most effective song, playing over and over again over the loudspeakers, Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That would do it.
Even without a seat belt. He's yeah. very effective.
Sure.
Number four, I've Had the Time of My Life.
Oh. Yeah, that's
a horrible song.
From Dirty Dancing.
That song blows.
That's a bad song.
Number three, Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, blows.
Come on.
Blows.
That's a good song. That's a good song.
Is that
blows?
Oh, my love, yeah. my darling.
I think that'll drive teenagers away from a parking lot.
Yeah. Number two, Please Release Me by Engelbert Humperdinck.
I don't know that.
Please release me, let me go.
Oh, wow.
I don't love you anymore.
Can I guess number one?
Sure.
No,
this would bring teenagers to come and rock out at the mall if they played that song.
By the way, people listening at this time of day, Ralph, don't even know what surprise you engineered at the end of yesterday's Halloween show when the great David Naughton himself joined us on the phone.
David, of course, the singer of Making It and the lead of the TV series of the same name and American Werewolf in London.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Not going for
it? Once again, I think that would attract more teens and it would repel. Number one song, most effective in turning away teenagers, Mandy by Barry Manilow. Mandy.
How dare you?
Mandy, most repugnant song they found scientifically to be the case.
How dare you?
See, Bean loves Barry Manilow, which makes him gay, and kids don't. That's what we found out today.
Oh, Mandy, you came and you gave without taking.
The number one most offensive song to kids. That's awesome.
Story is offensive to me.
F you. That's awesome.
I thought you'd appreciate that. Let's see if we have an answer to my trivia question, shall we?
We do. We have Zach in Fullerton. Good morning, Zach.
Yo.
Zach, who did Will Ferrell beat out for that slot on Saturday Night Live back in 1995?
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell is correct.
And his life went right down
his
the tubes.
His career just went nowhere after that.
Never heard from him again.
Poor bastard. Stay on the line. We'll give you all the details, but you're going to the Semi-Pro Red Carpet World Premiere next week.
All right, legit.
Legit. Too legit.
Would you say too legit to quit?
That's what I say.
Who says all right legit?
It's really weird. Kids
are Ukaipa won your other pair of tickets with the Steve Carell answer.
I'm going to try and work that in. I'm going to try and make it legit. That's funny. Happen.
Ukaipa, one of my favorite city names, by the
way. Is it?
Yeah. Not as good as Wairika, but Ukaipa's right up there for me.
Okay.
Oxnard.
Did you know Wairika Bakery, spelled backwards, is Wairika Bakery?
Wow. That's a couple of seconds we're never going to get back.
You can have that. That's a gift. That's
I don't want
something
it.
You can take
can
home.
Can I reject it?
Share with the family when you get off of work.
Can I say no?
When you're wiping your glitter off tonight when you get home, just tell the kids Wairika Bakery, backwards is Wairika Bakery.
Nope.
Today's celebrity birthday is Florence Henderson. We know her and love her as Mrs. Brady on the Brady Bunch, 74 years old today.
Pat O'Brien from The Insider is now inside rehab.
He's 60 years old today. Teller of Penn and Teller is 60. And Freddie Highmore from Finding Neverland, and he was in another movie. And another
he was Charlie of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
And he was also that kid who was playing guitar trying to find his parents. That BS movie.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a new movie coming out today called The Spiderwick Chronicles for the kids, so you can check that out as well. He is 16 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Valentine's, Valentine to Valentine's
Day.
Cholo things are gonna happen.
It's pretty clean holiday.
Eyebrow pencil.
Dodgers.
Valentine spooks outside my window. Valentine spooks behind the Chevy. I wish those cholos could see that my hyena's hair is real crunchy, cause it's Valentine spooks outside my window pane.
That's right, fool. Recognize, like, the slow jams. Maybe go swimming in my jeans, eh? Like, tip back that Bacardi. Get loco, eh? That's right, Aina. I like your lip liner. Look at your blouse. It's clean with the black bra, Aina.
Valentine's Day, bitch. Valentine spooks outside my window. Valentine spooks behind the Chevy.
I think we've heard enough of that.
It is Valentine's Day 2008. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. And you know, Kevin, celebrities are just like us. And they've got Valentines, and they've got plans. And we thought we might like to catch up with our old friend Tom Cruise, who's on the phone with us right now, to find out what he and the lovely Katie have planned for tonight. Good morning, Tom.
I love Valentine's Day.
Okay. Well, you're well known as being a super romantic guy. You've done a lot of cool stuff for Katie in the past, right?
That's right. We got engaged in the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, how do you beat getting engaged at the top of the Eiffel Tower? I mean,
easy,
that
easy, easy,
easy,
really?
Easy to do, easy.
Okay, so what are your plans today?
I've gotten Katie some gifts.
Okay,
I bought her some lovely jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
I got her a solid gold diaphragm.
That seems like that might be unsafe.
I don't care.
Uncomfortable at best.
I don't care. I got her diamond toilet paper.
Diamond toilet paper.
You can't use diamond toilet paper.
Oh, I can't. Bing, 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 bing.
But we're saying is how effective could that be? It doesn't seem like it has the right consistency for what it's used for.
Well, luckily, because Katie and I are Scientologists, we poop roses.
Oh, is that right?
So it's not that important.
I see. Okay.
Right.
Well, that's
far,
cool.
She has flushed $400,000 worth of diamonds down the toilet.
Wow.
Dude,
that's impressive.
Expensive. That's pretty
cool. I'm
also
going to get some psychiatrists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to dip them in chocolate, and Katie can eat them.
Really?
Yes.
You really don't like psychiatrists much, do you?
No, I don't.
Not a fan of.
Mm-mm.
You're saying you don't support.
When it comes to psychiatry,
right.
I am not a big supporter.
Okay.
I see. You hadn't mentioned that before, but okay.
KSW. And also, I'm going to fly her to the sun.
What?
I've flown her to Paris. I've flown her to Rome. I'm trying to find a more romantic, more special place to go, so I decided that today I'm going to fly her to the sun.
Okay, but you'll die. I mean, you can't get that close to the sun without burning up.
We're going at night.
Oh!
That'll do it.
Thank you. Thanks very
much. First, though, something unusual, something a little different for a Thursday, because today is not your average Thursday. It's Valentine's Day, and therefore people know that you're going to go to the movies, and that's why today we present Ralph's Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
The movie studios have decided to release their big releases today instead of tomorrow because we all have tomorrow off for Valentine's.
We don't have
wait
tomorrow
a minute.
Off.
We have to work
hey,
tomorrow.
Hold on.
What the hell are they thinking?
What are they doing?
I guess they're assuming a lot of people go to the movies on Valentine's Day to celebrate the holiday, and they want you to go see the Spiderwick Chronicles.
What is that one?
Spiderwick Chronicles is a kid's movie, basically, about a family that moves into a new home, and Freddie Highmore, who plays young Jared, discovers that underneath their house lives the Spiderwick Estate, a town filled with bizarre creatures.
Okay.
Well, that could happen.
Sure. I've always been a sucker for these kind of movies, like, what was the Jim Henson one, Labyrinth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Dark Crystal. There's been a bunch of movies with similar
things. Is this related to Narnia, Ralph?
No.
It's not. Okay.
That would be the Narnia Chronicles.
Right. I thought maybe this was a
Chronicles
sequel
of Narnia.
Or something.
This is the Spiderwick Chronicles.
Unrelated. Got
but it is from a very popular book series as well. Here is a scene from the Spiderwick Chronicles in which Freddie Highmore, who plays Jared, is interacting for the first time with Mulgarath.
Oh, Mulgarath is good.
Bad guess? I don't know. I didn't see this.
I don't know either.
But it's voiced by the one and only Nick Nolte, who apparently sobered up for a couple days' work on this movie. So please enjoy.
What do you want with me?
It's not what I want with you. It's what I want from you. Arthur Spiderwick's field guide. I know you found it. That's right. You can simply walk back the way you came. Just give me the book.
That Give doesn't him the sound book. Anything like him.
You think so?
Yeah, it does to me.
Sounds
he sounds creepy.
Too, yeah.
Sounds like he's barely alive and creepy.
Drunk and creepy and laying on the floor at an airport. That's what it sounds exactly like to me. So if you got kids, they're going to want to check out Spiderwick Chronicles. Maybe you'll join them. Or maybe you'll go see Definitely Maybe. Oh,
Kevin.
This
Kevin.
Romantic film about Ryan Reynolds trying to answer some hard questions from his daughter about his past relationships. Oh, Ryan.
That's what happens when you tell your wife she can pick the movie for the
day. Oh, what are you going to tell little Abigail Breslin? Other than she should have waited for Little Miss Sunshine 2 instead of doing this film. See, and then we get to live through the flashbacks of his relationships with Isla Fisher and Elizabeth Banks and Rachel Weisz. Mm. And we learn the mistakes he made and how he learned to live and love. And at the end, we all learn a very important lesson.
Do we?
Yes.
That's great.
Now, I think that Assistant Producer Alex, Super Horror, for instance, thinks that Ryan Reynolds is way hot. Is that
she
the draw here? Is
thinks,
just girls want to go look at him?
She thinks he's dreamy, yeah.
Only if he takes his shirt off.
Yeah, and keeps his mouth shut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a scene where Will, played by Ryan Reynolds, is reunited with a longtime love, Rachel Weisz, who plays Summer Hartley.
No.
Yes.
Summer Hartley.
One of those kind of movies, folks, where people are named Summer. Please enjoy.
Oh, they're beautiful. So are you.
Summer.
Will.
Don't mess with me. I can see where you're going with this. In a second, you're going to say something impossibly charming.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be great. And then you're going to sweep me off my feet, and we all know where that's going.
Can a girl miss a guy?
You know, that's going to end badly. Yeah, she can, but I just don't really have time for the pain.
Can we be friends?
Yeah.
Shake on it?
Let's do that.
Okay.
He's a fag.
Yeah. Wow.
Kevin, while you're at this movie today with your wife, could you go by the concession stand and pick me up some tampons? I'd appreciate that.
Be happy to. Yeah.
Don't let the wind blow up your skirt while you're getting into your seat either, Kevin.
Yeah.
I don't fully understand how the time-space continuum works, but how long would 90 minutes in that movie feel like in real time?
You'd come out with looking like Howard Hughes with a long beard and just 14-inch fingernails wearing tissue boxes for slippers.
I mean, you're going to come out, Kevin, you're going to feel like, hey, I wonder who won the election.
Yeah, I know. I know. Look, I take my wife to some horrible movies.
Yeah, we know
so
you
I think,
do.
Well, stop doing that. So that you don't have to go to these.
I don't even think she wants to go. I think she just wants to torture me. Pretty sure.
Well, that's love. What's his Valentine's Day more than torturing the man you love?
Who would have thought that Roscoe Brown from last week would look so good compared to this week, Ralph?
I was trying hard to talk her into Step Up, too, but I couldn't get that to happen.
I would sit through the Martin Lawrence Film Festival rather than go see this movie for 90 minutes.
But, Ralph, I'm going to learn a very important lesson, apparently.
I hope you do. Yeah, the important lesson is don't go see any more Ryan Reynolds movies.
Right.
Also opening today is Jumper, starring Hayden Christensen and Rachel Bilson and Samuel L. Jackson and Diane Lane for just a minute or two. I got a chance to see this movie, and it's very rare I don't have a very strong opinion about films. I usually love movies or hate them.
Right.
This movie is fine. Here's the good news. The good news is it's directed by Doug Liman, who did Go and The Bourne Identity and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And he is
great.
A great director, especially when it comes to action-adventure films.
Mm-hmm.
And the direction in this film, the way he moves the action along, the special effects of people jumping from location to location, teleporting, if you will, is all top-notch and really entertaining. That's the good news. Bad news is Hayden Christensen and Rachel Bilson star in this movie. And their acting is not as good as the film is.
Mm.
So any long stretch of dialogue between these two becomes excruciating.
Painful.
You start wishing for your own ability to teleport right then and there. Like, oh, can I be in the lobby? No, I'm still here. Hayden Christensen, when will people get it that he's not a movie star? He's just not the guy for us. Has he ever been in a hit? Has everyone said, oh, my God, he's terrific. We need more from him.
I think he's been in movies that are better than him, but I don't
know.
He was
in the Star Wars movies, some of the biggest blockbusters in the world, and even people who love Star Wars go, yeah, Hayden Christensen, not so much for me.
Yeah.
And the problem is with a science fiction film like this, which is based so much in fantasy, you need a really good actor, more so than in other movies, because it's that guy who sort of grounds the movie for you and draws you in and makes you believe in what's happening on the screen.
He can't do that?
He can't do that.
Ryan Reynolds could do that?
Ryan Reynolds could, sure. Yeah. Rachel Bilson is adorable to look at, but every time she's on the screen, you feel like you're watching an episode of The Hills.
No.
That's just her persona. Now, the upside is Jamie Bell is also in this movie. He was the young actor who played Billy Elliot. Remember that movie about the kid who wanted to be a ballet dancer?
Yeah.
He's grown up to be an amazing actor. And when he's on the screen, it's a lot more entertaining. And you find yourself wishing that he was the star of the movie instead of Hayden Christensen. So there is some things going for it, and there's some things that aren't. But overall, it's only about an hour and a half. It goes by very quickly. It's got one of the worst endings in the history of movies.
Wow.
But if you like these kind of science fiction, popcorn adventure movies, it's not a bad afternoon or evening at the film. So
okay.
They're advertising it as Ryan Reynolds isn't in this movie. So I think that's smart. Yeah. That's a good campaign.
Here's a scene between Jamie Bell, who I mentioned I loved in this film, talking to Hayden Christensen's character about the people who are hunting down the jumpers. There's more than one jumper out there. Griffin, played by Jamie Bell, is one of them as well. And the paladins are the guys who are hunting them down. Samuel L. Jackson leads up those guys. And here is Jamie Bell telling Hayden Christensen about the dangers of the paladins.
You really don't get it, do you? Paladins have been killing jumpers for years. We're back since medieval times.
Look, they're smart. They're fast, they're organized. No matter what, they'll kill anyone that gets in their way.
Anyone gets in that way, Captain, I can't give you any more power. So I thought it was okay. I didn't regret going to see Jumper. There was parts of it I enjoyed a lot, and there was parts of it I kind of suffered through. So
That's
the best I can do for
mediocre.
You. And also, and lastly, coming out this weekend is Step Up 2. The
Streets.
Come on. Come on.
I'm talking about.
Now, I didn't get a chance to see this movie, but my special guest reviewer did. So, Dave, the King of Mexico, if you come in, please, be so kind.
Dave's reviews are always so good and thorough.
Dave got a chance to see Step Up 2, The Streets.
I did.
And, Dave, what was your opinion of the film?
I love it, dude. It's some of the best freestyle dancing ever in movie, dude. If they had an Oscar for...
For dancing?
For choreography, this would win it, dude. Awesome.
But I thought it was freestyle, so it's not really choreographed, right?
Well, it's choreographed, but it's
supposed
freestyle.
To be freestyle.
You know, it's just good dancing and good times. Good
is movie. It a good story?
How about the acting?
Is there good acting?
It's good dancing,
the story?
Man. You know, the dance chicks are hot.
Script?
The lead chick seems hot.
She's very hot.
Okay.
Yeah, and
they dance a lot.
Really good.
Uh-huh. What about the dialogue?
Dude, the dancing is awesome.
Okay. All right, then.
Now, right. Dave went to the red carpet world premiere of Step Up 2, The Streets.
Oh, yeah.
And we sent him down there early so he would get on the red carpet to get some interviews for us.
Oh, excellent.
So Dave brought back some of the two interviews, I believe, with the two stars of Step Up 2, The Streets. So I'd like to play those for you if you don't
Fantastic.
Mind.
Fantastic.
Yo, what you doing there, man? Please don't tell me this show new crew.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the clip from the movie, apparently. This is a confrontation at a dance club called The Dragon. Okay. Then we'll get to Dave's interviews.
Yo, what you doing there, man? Please don't tell me this is your new crew.
No.
Yeah.
We're her crew. We're getting ready to battle at the streets.
What street? Sesame Street? What do you know about the streets?
Listen, why don't you guys back off, all right? Should have checked some things in. Oh, so this is how you've been wasting your time. Listen, buddy, why don't you just go do a thing, all right? We're just going to be over here doing ours. Oh, you got a thing that you do. Watch your shows now, boy. All right, let's go.
Oh,
wow. Yes.
And then they dance good.
Dude, that, somebody's getting a milkshake drunk somewhere. I can tell that. It's already happening.
It's quite painful.
Could you hear that song in the background? That was dope.
Did they hide the microphone in a pillow somewhere on a couch to record this film?
They in a club, yo.
I love this. I love this whole world where everything's settled with dancing. That's just fantastic.
Another thing we're just missing out on. The human trafficking and the dance wars, apparently, we're not aware of.
You got a beef with somebody? Dance.
Anyway, Dave said he brought in some clips from the red carpet interview. Okay. So here's two clips from Dave.
Hey, it's Dave, the King of Mexico, on here with the star of Step Up 2, Robert Hoffman. Yo, man, I heard that to research for this movie, you actually went to a dance battle in Baltimore. Yo, man, I was there watching, and they're like, yo, man, this is the streets. You can't just watch, you gotta participate. So they're like, tag your man, head to head, and I straight battled their asses.
That was you, Dave. You were playing the part of the star.
No way, dude. That was Robert Hoffman. That was
you were interviewing yourself.
No, not at all.
That was you.
No.
Robert Hoffman is white, by the way.
Did you not know that before you faked this?
Dave, no. That was him.
The sound effects of the street ran out before you did.
Dave says he's got an interview with a girl. They met a smoking hot girl in this movie.
Yeah, the lead, right?
He says he talked to her,
I got her, too.
Fantastic.
Hey, guys. I'm with Brianna Evigan, who's Andy in Step Up 2. What do you think of guys with fingerless gloves?
I think they're sexy. I heard guys that wear fingerless gloves have big penises. Now go see Step Up 2.
Wow.
Yeah, again,
she was hot.
Dave.
She wanted me to.
What did we just play?
That's quite the access you had there.
Yeah, actually, I overslept and just got there in time to see the movie.
Wait a minute. We sent you to the red carpet with a recorder to get interviews.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's not something you can just show up to. You got to make plans. They have to reserve you a space.
Credentials and everything.
Yeah, I know.
You slept through it.
I overslept. Yeah, I got it late and there was a lot of traffic and I got there just in time to see the movie. But the movie was good. Go see Step Up 2. All right. There's good dancing.
They just f***ed with the wrong Mexican.
Wow.
Good interviews, all right?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Best ever.
Nice work, Dave.
Wow. Okay.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
The Clipper Nation's back.
All right.
Yeah. The Laker fans don't know how to act. Yeah. The Lakers suck, and we know that. Yeah. We're playoff bound, and that's a fact. Yeah. Tell them who they are. Elton Brand. He cleans the boards, cause he's the man. Katino Mobley cuts through the lane. Sam Cassell has a poster game. Tell them who the fans. Tony Jack got Malcolm in the middle. Tony Jack got Michael Clark Duncan. Tony Jack got Penny Marshall. Tony Jack got Dancing Daryl. Tony Jack got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico. You know, I'm tired of Kevin and being a psycho Mike not giving the Clippers their props.
All right, I can't hear any more of that.
Is Dave starting to soften on his enthusiasm for his beloved L.A. Clippers yet, now that they suck?
Yeah, he is.
A little bit?
And every day after the Lakers win, I print out a long story about the Lakers win and who scored and Gasol and how he's doing, and I make Dave bring it in and give it to me, and I just kind of rub it in.
Well, one of the high-profile Clippers fans that's mentioned in Dave's hit song there is, of course, Dancing Daryl. You know him as Clipper fan number one, and he is on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Daryl, and happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thank you very much. How y'all doing this morning?
We are good. Thank you.
We're doing great. Now, for folks who maybe haven't been to a Clipper game, which, let's face it, is 99.99999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999
season ticket holder for seven. This is my seventh season. I've been a fan. I've been a Clipper fan for over 15 years.
Wow.
Now, did you become a Clipper fan because of parents or friends or what?
What happened? I got fired from a job, and the guy told me I'll never be nothing in life without him. So, you know how you get fired from a job and you go home, you feel sorry for yourself, right?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So I turned the TV on and a Clipper game came on.
Right.
And
they lost.
They said the same thing about them, how horrible the ownership was, how horrible the team is. Nobody wants to be there. And I said, this is going to be my team and we're going to rise together.
Okay. How's that rising going?
I'm just going wonderful for me. You know, I love my team.
But
you know,
let me just bring up Sterling for a second, because really one of the worst owners in the history of sports, and really does not deserve the kind of devotion that you've given to that team.
I mean, Sterling's a good guy. Like, game seven, you know, I was at the when the team was leaving for the airport, right? I was just at the airport wishing my team good luck. Mr. Sterling walks up himself and puts me on a plane with him. He said, Daryl, are you going to the game tomorrow? I said, yes. He said, how would you like to ride on the team flight?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think what Kevin's point is he may be nice in moments to individual people like you, and that's a generous thing that he offered, but he doesn't do much for the Clipper Nation in general by some of the decisions that he makes for the team year in and year out.
But I think now since we got that playoff fever, he's doing a lot. You know, you see he signed Chris Kamen. You know he's going to keep Elton Brand. You know he's going to re-sign.
Wait a minute. Is there Clipper playoff fever? Is that happening now?
It's always.
Daryl!
Win or lose.
No. Wait a minute. You can't say there's Clipper playoff fever, win or lose. Because
mathematically, we're not out of the playoffs.
All right. Listen, here. The reason we wanted to talk to you, though, is because we heard that the Dallas Mavericks flew you to Dallas. Owner Mark Cuban wanted to hire you to be a Dallas Mavericks fan.
Yes.
And
what?
You said.
I said no.
He said no.
He was going to pay you.
He was going to pay him to be a fan for a good team.
I support Daryl 1,000% on this. You are no kind of sports fan if you're just willing to throw off your team just because somebody else offers you cash.
I agree with that, except for he's a Clipper fan. See, if you start with a hardcore fan and their team has ups and downs, you know, fine, you stick with your team through the downs, and then you get back to the ups again. But if there's no ups, you don't stay there.
You don't think there's ever a chance that the Clippers could mount a winning campaign, Kevin?
I think if Donald Sterling sells the team, it would be the best thing that ever happened to the Clippers, and it could possibly turn the franchise around forever. As long as he owns, they blow.
No, I don't believe that.
Yes, Mike.
Well, Clipper Daryl, look at it this way. I do respect the fact that you know your faith in the Clippers and that you were willing to stick with your team, but being that Mark Cuban was willing to pay you money to come out and root for the Mavericks after all that you've done for the Clippers, doesn't it hurt you that the Clippers management wasn't willing to come back and at least give you some type of money or financial compensation for all that you do for the Clippers?
No, it didn't bother me one bit. I mean, my decision was based on. I'm on the phone right now. My decision was based on the love and the passion that I have for the Clipper, for the Clipper team, you know. So I didn't base it on, I didn't try to say, oh, Mark Cuban offered me this, now y'all got to match it with this if y'all want me to stay. I didn't do none of that.
Well, you should have.
I disagree. I think Daryl's a good man.
Look,
I think he's a good man.
Look, you couldn't pay me to be a fan of somebody besides the Lakers. I understand that. I mean, I get if you're a hardcore fan, but they're the Clippers, dude. I mean, come on. I mean, that's the one sports franchise, and I do go back to this a lot, but it is the one sports franchise that was on the front of Sports Illustrated. The guy had a bag over his head, and they said the worst sports franchise in the history of all sport.
Have you ever been to a Clipper game?
Yes.
Have you seen how that crowd is?
Yes, they're very, very quiet.
Come on now, come on.
They are, most of the time.
We are not quiet in that Clipper Nation.
I think the last time I went to a Clipper game was when Jimmy Kimmel was on our show, and he was a guest announcer.
Mm-hmm.
And he started making fun of the Clipper coach or something, and they shut him up. But that was the last time I went. I'm just saying, look, I respect that you're loyal. That's cool. But do the Clippers deserve that?
There are a lot of franchises out there that are perennial losers that have hardcore fans. I mean, there are people who love the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, for instance, you know, who are never, ever, ever going to win a championship. But there are people who are out there for every single game. It's a small, loyal following, but that's what makes them happy. That's the team that they get to know the players and they get to follow them and admire them. And you can't blame a guy for that. You can't blame a guy for what's in his heart.
All right, I just want to clarify then. Clipper Daryl, Dancing Daryl.
Exactly.
You got fired. You were told you would never make anything of yourself. So you went home and you were depressed and you turned on the TV and you saw a team that would never make anything of themselves. And you said, I'm in. That's my team.
That's my team. We're going to rise together. And now, you know, I'm rising together. I got to, you know, have my own business and, you know.
Oh, you're rising. Oh, I don't doubt you're rising. I'm just saying you should not rise quite so quickly because you're leaving the Clippers behind. That's what I'm saying.
No, my Clipper team will be there.
All right.
Daryl, I don't want you to – don't listen to Kevin and the naysayers, man. I don't want you to give up. Look, there are a lot of people who thought the New York Giants were a losing proposition.
No.
Who won the Super Bowl a couple of weeks
very
ago.
Very different. The Giants have highs and lows. The Clippers have lows.
Hang in there, Daryl. I think you're doing the right thing, my friend.
Oh, I definitely feel in my heart that I did, and I'm just loyal to my team, but the funny thing was that when I explained the situation to Mark Cuban, he understood.
Well, of course.
It was like, he was like, man, I respect what your decision is.
Of course, because he counts on that kind of hardcore support. But you can't blame a guy for looking at the Clippers and go, that guy can't be a real fan. That's the Clippers. Let's fly him out and give him a try.
Hey, Daryl, before you go, you've been to 286 home games consecutively. Is that the current number?
No, actually, since last night, it's 287.
287, okay. What's the closest you ever came to missing a game?
Church,
okay.
I came in the fourth quarter about 3 years ago, and it was like 6 minutes left.
Wow, so you barely made that one. All right, out of those 287 games, how many of those have been home playoff games?
Two? The ones that we made.
Two or three?
Oh, we had 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it was 6.
I rest my case.
Oh, come on.
All right, Daryl. You're the best.
Happy birthday, man. Thanks for coming on the Kevin DeBeat Show today.
Thanks a lot. Now, you take care.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, said that he's always wanted to have sex with a robot. It may happen sooner than we think. We're going to talk to an author who will tell you how next.
Trust me. Anyone who's had sex with Bean has already come very close to having sex with a robot, by the way.
KQFM Pasadena, Los Angeles, 803. Time for the Showbiz Beat.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Thank you.
Here's a little Valentine's Day trivia for you. You know those little heart-shaped candies that have the sayings on them, like hug me or sure. true love or whatever? Mm-hmm. Did you know that they first appeared in the 1800s?
No.
Wow. It's one of the oldest candies around. They were originally
big
known...
Big sellers, too, right?
Yeah, huge sellers. Originally known as conversational lozenges. I'm not kidding.
It's a horrible name.
No, I can't believe they stayed around with that kind of name. I can't imagine them flying off the shelves. Hey, partner, you got any conversational lozenges? Well, I'm giving them to my sweetheart in the school marm. Don't see that happening.
Wow.
In the Wild West. A little piece of trivia for you. I've got tickets to give away to the special K-Rock. It's not a K-Rock. It's the red carpet world premiere of Semi-Pro, the new hilarious comedy starring Will Ferrell. I got a chance to see this movie, and I'm telling you, it is freaking awesome. You will love it. It doesn't come out until the 29th of February, but if you win these tickets, you get to see it next Tuesday with me in Westwood at the Red Carpet World Premiere. All the stars are going to show up. Will Ferrell's in it. Woody Harrelson, Andre Benjamin from Outkast, Moira Tyranny, Will Arnett.
Are they all going to wear those tiny little shorts that they were in the
car? I hope so. That's how I'm dressing. I'm putting on my Flint Tropics jersey, and I'm going to tease my hair out and just go full 1976.
I hope that's true.
If you'd like to go, here's your trivia question. I've got two pairs to give away this hour, two pairs of tickets. Here's your trivia question. Will Ferrell has done, of course, a ton of television, a ton of movies. He's also done some animated projects. He's done a voice on Family Guy. He's also been in King of the Hill. Had his own animated series called The Oblongs. And he did an animated motion picture featuring one of the most beloved children's characters of all time. He was the star of that movie as well. If you know the name of that character and the name of the film, consequently, give me the call now. 1-800-520-1067. First two callers with the correct answer get a pair of tickets to the red carpet world premiere of Semi-Pro next Tuesday. Oh, Lindsay Lohan's thirsty again.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
The New York Post reports that she was spotted sucking down champagne yet again last Saturday night at a nightclub here in Los Angeles. I think the rehab is slowly being whittled away.
Not working out as planned?
By Hollywood. Wasn't she going to leave Hollywood and go live like in the Black Hills of North Dakota or something? And in a
What are the stats, Ralph, since you seem to be full of Valentine's Day trivia today?
Oh, I got a ton of it.
On percentage of guys that buy gifts on Valentine's Day versus percentage of women that buy gifts?
All and none, apparently. Okay. That breaks down.
All right.
That's a scientific
study. Because it is a romantic holiday for couples, right?
That is a scientific study.
Oh, yes. Bitter is not attractive, guys.
Did you know that Valentine's Day accounts for 13% of all flower sales?
Oh, my God.
In a year? If you're a florist, 13% of your business for the entire year comes on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
It's about $40 million worth of flowers bought on Valentine's Day. A little trivia for you.
Sure is a lot cheaper.
Come on, sure it's Valentine's Day.
I don't have a Ralph one, so I got to play
Sure is a lot cheaper to buy them 2 weeks ago or 2 weeks from now.
I got an email from a dude said, dude, what you do is you break, get in a big fight on the 13th.
Oh, sure.
And then on the 15th, you make up, and you can buy all the candy and cards and flowers you want for half price.
Cheap, yeah.
Exactly.
That's a guy thinking ahead.
Break up just before Christmas, same thing.
We have an answer to my trivia question?
We do. We have Ron in Covina.
Ron, what is the name of the beloved children's character in the feature animated feature film that starred Will Ferrell?
Curious George.
Curious George, indeed. He was... Will was the man in the yellow hat. That creepy cowboy who used to keep that monkey with him all the time. I never quite understood it as a kid. I don't get it now.
Oh, you understood it.
But it's a little creepy
to me.
Yeah,
a little Brokeback Monkey, wasn't it?
That's right. Congratulations. Stay on the line. We'll give you all the details, but you're going to the red carpet world premiere semi-pro next Tuesday.
Thanks.
Here's a little known interesting fact. Bean will never travel without his own Curious George little doll.
Yeah.
Never.
It's one of his favorite characters.
Never.
Did you see the animated version of Curious George, Bean?
No, I didn't. I don't care for animation. I actually retired Curious George many, many years ago. It's been Sock Monkey for about a
sock
decade.
Sock Monkey,
or
sorry.
Sock Monkey now. But I am
I'm sorry.
A big
is it
Curious
Sock
George
Monkey
fan.
Or Suck Monkey? Because I misunderstood you.
I haven't seen the movie, although I have read all the books.
You love
of course.
Curious George, though, don't you?
Yeah, I have read the books. I've not seen the movie. Animation creeps me out.
Well, you
that
like The Simpsons.
So weird.
You yeah, like I don't
Family
know.
Guy?
I can't explain it. It's easier for me on TV. I can accept it on TV. I can't accept it in a movie. I'm sorry.
Could you explain it if we were all at dinner and we worked for different radio stations?
Yes, I don't know. I really don't. It's just weird. I don't go to see those movies. I don't know
bad.
Why.
Hmm.
I am bad. I accept that.
Imagine
bad.
Bean having a quirk.
Odd.
Strange. Today's celebrity birthdays, Freddie Highmore, who's got a brand new movie in theaters today called The Spiderwick Chronicles. He's 16 years old today. I'm going to jump over that one.
Okay.
I was going to talk about the basis for Lit, and then I said, no,
yeah,
gonna,
I don't think we need
move on.
Decent
yeah.
choice.
Teller, Penn and Teller is 60 years old today.
What's he have to say about it?
Because he's the one that doesn't talk.
Obie.
How do you do it?
Wow.
Pat O'Brien from The Insider is 60 years old today. I heard he's doing an in-depth series inside a rehab. Now.
Is that right?
Yeah, that'll be hitting The Insider soon. Looking forward to that.
I think he's just in rehab.
What?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any 400-pound people in rehab we can interview and put on the show.
So happy.
The anorexic 400-pound mutant twins with plastic surgery in rehab.
Oh, that's tight.
Clara? And Florence Henderson, who played, of course, Carol Brady. The matriarch of the Brady Bunch is 74 years old today. That means mom, Kevin.
Oh, matriarch. Yeah. Okay, good.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
The K-Rock Showbiz Beat brought to you by Vince Vaughn's Wild West Comedy.
I don't care if any girls show up as long as robots do. I mean, really, that's where my head's at right now.
I got to tell you, I was watching the Colbert Report, which is one of my favorite shows, right after Jon Stewart, The Daily Show. And
Colbert Report, by the way.
And I saw author David Levy on the program, and he was talking about a book called Love and Sex with Robots. Mm-hmm. And I immediately thought of my partner Bean as a social retard. He's on an island separated away from all human beings and would give anything to have sex and, by the way, according to this author, a love relationship with a robot.
Absolutely, he would.
It's so perfect for him.
My only fear is I won't live long enough to see this technology, and that's why I wanted to get David on the phone as you described him to me. Mr. Levy, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Chunky Rock, sir.
Thank you.
Listen, love and sex with robots. I gotta make this happen, and I gotta make it happen soon. How long do I have to wait before it's possible?
For sex, it'll be within 5 years. The first primitive sex robots. Love will take much longer. I'm looking at something like 35 or 40 years.
Oh, Bean doesn't have that kind of time.
I don't. I'm on my last legs, Dave.
Now, the way you were describing it is that they would have realistic human bodies. Which probably is not what Bean's looking for. And that sex with them, you could train them to have sex with you however and whenever you wanted.
Absolutely right. I mean, everything in the robot is going to be controlled by programming.
Okay.
Now, what's going on today in this field that is leading us in the direction? Like, where are we in the technology right now?
Well, there are already some technologies around that could be useful in developing primitive forms of sex robots, and if you add these technologies, these are electronic and electromechanical technologies, vibration, electronic speech, electronic sensors. If these were added to the upmarket sex dolls that are manufactured now in various countries, including some companies in the States, then you would immediately have a very primitive form of sex robots.
Have you already experienced that?
No, I haven't.
come on, you're on the cutting edge. You're writing the book.
Yeah, you should be doing a little more research.
Now, the other thing that was even more fascinating to me than sex is love. You claim that we're going to be able to program them to be realistic enough that you could, a human being could literally fall in love with a robot.
That's right. I mean, there's already research going on into developing artificial personalities and artificial emotions for robots. People are working on artificial consciousness, and there's no reason at all why within the next few decades robots can't be brought to the level of humans in terms of the way they think, the way they act, the way they behave. And although it's an artificial form of behavior, it'll be very, very convincing, and then people will fall in love with them.
It'll probably be more realistic than our artificial emotional being.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Be too real for him.
Lisa, you'll know this one. What was the movie that was very popular a few years ago? Was it AI, the one where Jude Law was in it and had a kid who was a robot and it was so lifelike, so, I mean, you'd never be able to tell the difference between that kid and a human being. And that's the technology you think is actually going to be possible in the future, David?
Yes, because robots, if you look at some of the Japanese robots being made nowadays, they look more and more human-like. And as the technology develops, as they become able to perform physical tasks that we can perform, running, jumping, and so on, there's no reason why they shouldn't be just as convincing as a human. There'll be little telltale signs, but they'll be so convincing.
Like you have to oil them?
Plug them in.
Like you have to oil them, and if you prick them, they're not going to bleed. But apart from they're going to look very convincing. They're going to talk like us. They're going to have emotions, and they'll behave just like us.
I'm sure that Bean and our author David Levy, you guys both remember the very funny Grandma's Boy.
Please get on top of me.
Remember that?
Actually, no, we didn't see that one. Mm. We didn't see that. Here's an actual question for you, Mr. Levy, and that is, so often in science, once we learn how to do something, we find out we are faced with the fact that human beings, ethically and morally, aren't able to live in that new world that they've made possible through their science and creations. Are there going to be people, do you predict, who will be stepping up against this technology, who will say, no, it's wrong to create robots that are like humans?
Yes, there'll certainly be people who will speak out against it, particularly from some of the strong religious groups. And there'll also be people who will want to abuse the technology in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that the upside of all this is much, much more beneficial than the negatives from the downside. I think this will be hugely beneficial for society because there are so many people out there who are lonely and miserable because they've got nobody.
But don't you think, and not to draw this out into a serious question, but don't you think it's bad to... Don't people need to learn how to get along with humans instead of separating and learning to get along with a robot because they give up?
Nope.
I mean, come on, is that good?
In an ideal world, you're absolutely right. It would be wonderful if we all got on with each other. It would be wonderful if everybody had someone to love them, and had a marvelous love life and a marvelous sex life. But sadly, that's not the case. There are millions and millions of lonely, miserable people out there
that need to learn how to get along with human beings.
Whose lives would be made much richer if a robot of the sort I'm describing was available now.
Kevin, it's easy for you to throw barbs like that out, but some of us have tried to get along with human beings, and we just can't.
Is there a list that now exists that my partner Bean can get on?
Yes, to buy one. How do I get on that list, David?
You're going to have to wait a few years, I'm afraid. Just watch out for the news, because the moment it happens, it will be front page news in every newspaper in the world, and people will be queuing up to buy them.
Absolutely. First in line. Love and Sex with Robots, The Evolution of Human-Robot Relationships is the name
of
the book.
It's a fascinating book, by the way. When you read some of the things that David has in there about, you know, people who apply for patents for, you know, sex robots and things like that have to describe what sex is and how it works. I mean, it's really great stuff. And, I mean, you got so many different facets to this that unfortunately we don't have time for on the air, but we do direct you to the book if you want to find out more information. Author David Levy, thank you so much for joining us on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock.
A great pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I know. That guy's never had a woman in his life, has he?
Dude, I don't care.
Has he ever had a woman in his life?
I can tell you.
I don't care.
What?
He's
maybe not. But he's going to hold out for a robot. He's going to eventually have the last laugh.
And when he does, this is what it's going to sound like.
Oh, that feels so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like that.
Oh, baby.
I thought about this all day.
Not so fast. You are hurting me.
Of course, you trained him not to say that.
Right, of course.
And we are having a singles party tonight.
Love on the Rocks with Kevin and Bean. One guy is stupid
Hey.
The other's just me.
Where's the love?
If you're down on your luck, then join us and
I'm just saying.
Yeah, this is great. This party is going to be awesome. If you are single and kind of bummed out that you don't have somebody for Valentine's Day, we have got the party for you tonight at Love on the Rocks. Is at a place called On the Rocks, which is just above, I guess, in the second floor of the Roxy, the world-famous nightclub down there on Sunset Boulevard. We're going to be down there with a bunch of K-Rock singles, DJ Omar Khan. And what's the topic on the table for the young ladies on hold right now?
It is regrets or mistakes that you made in earlier relationships.
Okay.
Because we've all done stupid things.
Yep.
And
sure.
It's kind of a chance for you to fess up to it and say that you've grown. The guys, for some reason this morning, we hated every one of them.
They were terrible.
They were.
Yes.
And we are asking them kind of to put themselves in a negative light because they're talking about something they did that was a mistake. But, yeah, for some reason these guys didn't seem like they'd improve. This is another reason, by the way, and Psycho Mike, you got my back. When we get the robots going, we don't have to deal with women anymore. We won't have problems like this. There'll be nothing to regret.
Exactly.
Dude, if there weren't women, you wouldn't... Never mind. Let's begin with Crystal, 26 Laverne. Hi there.
Hi. Okay, so my biggest regret was I was in a relationship with a very, very super hot guy, the most trustworthy, salt of the earth guy you'd ever know. I cheated on him because I was working for a boss who was... hotter. And obviously, I mean, he owned his own business, and so he obviously had a better job. So I thought, you know, maybe if I, you know, kind of cheated on my ex-boyfriend with my boss and thought maybe something could evolve with my boss and I. So I broke up with the ex, and nothing ever happened with my boss. I kicked myself every single day
because
that guy is... Awesome.
Okay, did you, and this is an honesty question, you honestly break up with your boyfriend before you slept with your boss the first time?
No, it was after.
How about
you
that?
You are, in fact, a whore.
I thought she was going to lie.
Well, honest here, right?
Well, yeah, but no one's ever honest with us.
Well, no, that's important, Chris. I'm glad you did. Now, are you saying that when you call and say, I learned from this mistake, meaning if you meet a guy tonight, you've learned enough to know you're not going to cheat on him?
Well, no.
What?
If she meets a guy tonight and then gets in a relationship with him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Down the road, you learn that that cheating is not what makes you happy.
Exactly.
All right. Crystal, hold on. You know, one of the things that I forgot to bring up is we only have a pair of tickets.
Oh, this is going to be hard.
So we're going to have to choose from one of the people we're talking to here? Ouch.
Yes. All right. Let's go to Ryan in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, party people. Morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Ryan.
What did you do that you regret?
I would look through my ex-boyfriend's cell phone almost nightly for text messages from other girls.
Mm. Now, was he doing things that made you think that he was cheating?
No.
You were just suspicious.
Did you say no?
She said no.
No, he didn't. I mean, he was a little flirty with, like, girls, strangers, but no, never really.
Did you ever find a text that sent you over the moon?
No.
Okay.
And you don't do that anymore?
No, well, obviously, I'm not with him. I actually broke up with him because I became so neurotic looking for him that I just couldn't take it anymore.
And please tell us that you've done a complete turnaround.
Oh, God, yes.
Okay. She's over it.
Because
okay.
I can hear all the guys out there that are going tonight going, no, no, no.
Put a password on your cell phone.
All right, Ryan, hold on.
Thank you very much. Let's talk to, what about Carol in Pasadena? She's on line 5. You maybe didn't handle yourself the best possible way in a previous relationship. You learned something from it. You're willing to take your new, better self to the party tonight. Hi, Carol. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good. What's the mistake you made?
Well, the mistake I made, it kind of combines a lot of previous other topics, but it was a deal breaker on a first date. And I regret the fact that I let it be a deal breaker. I met this guy through a friend, and the first time I met him, he's wearing a cowboy hat, a towel, and a smile, and he looked awesome. And so I wanted to go on a date with him, and my friend set us up, and we go out, and no hat, I see these big Dumbo ears.
Did you say big Dumbo ears?
Yes, Dumbo ears. And I just could not get over it, and he was the sweetest guy. He was so smart. All the girls liked him. Everyone's like, what's your problem? He sent me roses for Valentine's Day, the whole deal. And I just did not.
I just like to say in his behalf, some of us have gigantic ears and we can't help it.
But I was like, I was nice.
We can't help it, Carol.
Isn't there, Kevin, isn't there a surgery you've looked into where you can pin him back? I mean, don't they have something like that they can do?
I'm seriously thinking of just going into MMA. That seems to work.
Yeah, Kevin got
cauliflower ears instead of these gigantors.
But, Carol, if you were faced with this today, how would you get over the size of his ears? It just bothers you.
What I was going to say is 3 years later, I still kind of knew him, and I realized what a complete idiot after I'd gone out with all these other people that, you know, I realized what I had missed, and so I tried to rekindle, and he just, he didn't have any of it. So,
how about that?
Yeah.
All right. So there's Carol's regret. Thank you for the call. Hold on. We'll choose in a moment. Let's try Rose in Chatsworth. She is on, I want to say, line six. Rose, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about the Love on the Rocks singles party. What's your regret?
Well, my name's Rose. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I love you guys, by the way.
Thank you.
I was at my boyfriend's house, and we were having a great house party. And, you know, his dad kept, like, giving me drinks and gave me a week to tell me how great I am, how he's so proud of my son.
His dad was doing that?
Yeah, and like, he's like, because he's young. Like, I think he had his son when he was 16. So,
okay.
He was, you know, so he was a great looking man. Oh, my God. If I would go for an older looking man, that's who I would want.
Okay.
We were standing outside, and he was telling me how great I am and how adorable. He wanted to kiss me. And of course, I kissed him back. And lo and behold, here comes the niece coming outside. So his niece comes out, totally catches us, like, going at it, runs back, tells my boyfriend, and that's the worst regret I've ever done in my life. Like, I regret even. Yeah, we all have our mistakes. But
what kind of dad is that, by the way?
I don't even
know. Hey, step outside. Awesome, step outside with me, honey.
I guess it was a good thing that happened, so I can get out of that way, like get out of that whole thing. But
then, so it's a good thing then.
Well, man, but he was amazing. He was amazing. Mark was absolutely great. Like, I truly regret breaking his heart.
Yeah,
you know.
That's sad. Yeah.
I'm damn dad.
Blame the dad.
Damn dad.
Lisa, have you ever gone out with a guy whose dad was hot enough that you thought maybe you were with the wrong member of the family?
No, but I went out with a guy whose dad was always grabbing my ass.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
And I told the son, and he just didn't believe me.
He didn't?
He didn't believe me.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that awful?
All right. We're out of time.
Depends on which part you're looking at.
We're out of time. The party is tonight. Alex has recounted. We can actually choose two to go in on the party tonight.
Okay,
so that's
good
news. That'll make it a little bit easier, but not much because they're all great calls. So
cheating
thank
on
you.
Boyfriend with boss.
I like Crystal.
I liked her too. Yeah, I liked Crystal too.
Let me just go through them all.
All right.
And went through boyfriend's texts on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Big ears. Kiss dad.
Yeah.
So we talked to four. We can pick two.
Okay.
Cheated on boyfriend with boss.
I like Crystal, and I like Carol.
Carol has let guy
the
go
ears.
Because of ear size?
Yeah. I like that. That's my vote.
I got a word for her tonight.
Bean, what's your vote?
I like them all, to tell you the truth. If it were just me choosing, I'd say Crystal and Maria, but I have no problem with Lisa's picks either.
Crystal, you're in?
I'm so in.
We will see you tonight. Yes, you are so in.
Kevin, it's up
to
you.
Carol, you know.
You get to be Paula. Go ahead.
Kiss the dad. Big ears, kiss the dad. Sounds like Rose is a bit of a goer.
Does.
If she's making out with the guy's dad in front of the house? You kidding? Who won't she sleep with tonight at the party? Rose, you're in.
Yes.
Way to go.
Yes.
We'll see
Thank you.
We'll see you tonight.
Now, Kevin and Bean take a moment to celebrate Black History Month.
Ew. Strange penises would bother me. The idea of, you know, men and in your face.
Oh, that's a moment in Black history right there.
Come on, Oprah. We can't talk like that.
Oprah.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. It's Valentine's Day. Ride 'em, cowgirl. Let me try that again. Ride 'em, cowgirl. Secrets to Better Bucking is the new book from Sadie Allison. Frequent guest on the Kevin and Bean Show is back in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. That's our answering machine. You call us. Leave a message.
Hey, Lisa May, I think you need to be the ad for the Jack in the Box commercial, the queen of meat, taking meat where it's never been before. Come on, Lisa.
That is so mean.
So you.
He's right. Yep. They need to
I like meat.
Dude, step up two. Got my tickets 12:01. Gonna go see some dudes, pinning some dude on the other dude's head. Dude.
He knows how to sell it.
That's the best review I've ever heard.
You know, sometimes you come across somebody who's such a natural at something that you just figure you're never even going to try that again because he's just too good.
Sure.
This guy is a master impressionist.
All right. This is Ronnie and the Thing. This is Ronnie on the Rocks. And I'll drink your milkshake. All right.
Come on. Does it get better than that?
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Yeah. Wow. We were talking about stump sex. And,
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Stump sex. And we got some people that were upset at us because we weren't handling it in a mature way.
Hey, guys, I was just thinking Paul McCartney should have stopped and take some time to think before he married and divorced Heather Mills. Stump, take some time to think. Think about what's important to you. Stump, take some time to think.
See, it's people like that that encourage us. That's we can't get away from those people, so they cheer us on, and what are we to do?
My stump, my stump, my stump, my lovely little stump, amputee.
Stump, 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 stump,
all right, so there's a couple of those.
It's not us, it's them.
Those are the people that cheer us on, we can't get away from. This guy, not as him.
S-T-U-M-P-M-U. You've got one leg, but you're still great in bed. You've got one arm, and you're still good red.
All right, but that's it.
Da-na-na-na-na. Touch that stump. Da-na-na-na-na. Man, this chick is weird. Da-na-na-na-na. Touch your leg stump. Da-na-na-na. Elbow two. Da-na-na. Is that a lump? I'll touch that tube. Touch that stump.
That's why the people listen to us. Listen to us. There are peeps. Yeah. We apologize for all of
them. Thank you, Lisa. 3 till 9 now. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
My final pair of tickets for the day to the red carpet world premiere of Semi-Pro, the new comedy starring Will Ferrell about the ABA, the old basketball league that existed back in the 70s here in the States. And I got a chance to see this movie, and it's freaking hilarious.
Can't wait.
It's very, very funny. You will laugh hard, loud. You'll probably wet yourself. That's what I'm guessing.
Wow.
I know I did a little bit.
Little leak.
Little pee. Little pee in my pants. If you'd like to go, this is my last pair of tickets for the day. So it's kind of a super tough trivia question for real Will Ferrell fans.
I thought your last three or four were unanswerable.
Well, people answered them.
I know.
Will has done, of course, a lot of movies, but only once, at least to my knowledge, has he played a real person. He's had all these characters that he's played, of course. He once played an actual person.
Hmm. Interesting.
A biographical role in a motion picture comedy. Can you please name the role and the movie?
Orange?
Yes, he played Orange. He played Philip
Orange.
That's
not helpful, Dave.
Yeah, what was the character and what movie was he in where he played a real person? 1-800-520-1067. First caller through with the correct answer gets a pair of tickets to the red carpet world premiere of Semi-Pro in Westwood next Tuesday night. I'll be there on the red carpet.
The landlord. Hi. Is it the landlord?
It's not the landlord. Right. Just to let you know, Muggs got this one.
Oh.
Beer Muggs knew the answer to this question. So if you don't know it,
I don't.
Beer Muggs is smarter than you.
Yeah,
that's
clear.
All I'm telling you. This guy licked poop.
That's true.
You're dumber than a poop licker. That's what I'm telling you, Kevin, right now.
Did Ralph find out the shocking thing that we found out about Beer Mug this morning? Or was that just us?
I don't know if he knows.
I don't think I know.
Wow. All right. You have to turn off the mic so you can tell Ralph because he needs to know this information immediately.
All right. Hang on.
All right. I had no idea.
Oh,
how about
my
that?
God.
Wow.
That must have been very entertaining for our listeners.
Is that not professional?
No, I'm sure.
Why did it take so long?
I'm sure they enjoyed it. I'll tell you why it took so long.
No, you don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him.
I thought it was going to be like a 4-second bit.
Kevin killed all the mics in the studio, pulled off his headset, looked me right in the eye and said,
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Kevin, said,
what do you mean you don't know? You said, you know, you just turned the mics off. Why'd you say that on my show?
And then we tell him, he's like, oh, yeah.
Said, oh, yeah.
How did you forget that?
He turned the mic and said, what's being talking about?
I'm just saying.
And then he told
you
me.
Guys oh, make up all kinds of stories.
Kevin,
I don't
you didn't
think it's
forget
nice.
That. We learned that within the last hour. We learned that. How could you have forgotten that already?
Dean, you're going to believe this made-up story about me.
It's not made up.
Wow.
Freaking tragic.
I wondered what happened to you guys.
Just an idiot.
I'm sorry, K-Rock listeners. I'll make it up to you with this great showbiz story. Apparently, Jennifer Lopez is auditioning hospitals to have her baby in.
You audition hospitals?
Well, she let the North Shore Medical Center in Long Island know that she was considering having her babies there.
Yeah.
So the hospital's desperate to impress her. They decided to conduct a code pink drill.
What is that?
Which is how the hospital would respond in the advent of a kidnapping attempt on Jennifer Lopez's babies.
Game.
They ran a code pink.
Really?
Someone's trying to get her babies. Code pink, code pink. Lock it down. They had, like, ninja doctors come out and roam the hallways.
The next hospital just said, we won't let it get stolen. Done.
We'll put a one of those kryptonite padlocks on there to keep the baby safe.
Ralph Garman.
Hey, Gene Simmons.
How are you?
Good, Gene Simmons.
I'm doing just fine.
What's up, Gene Simmons?
I don't know who this is.
This is Gene Simmons.
Oh, hi, Gene Simmons from Kiss.
It's funny that you brought up the code pink drill.
I did, yes.
Because I've got a drill for the pink.
You do?
Oh,
all right, for God's sake.
Don't you explain the pink.
Don't you talk to Lisa May anymore when you do this?
He's talked to you, Ralph.
Why are you referencing
the pink drill? What the hell is going on today?
Management of the hospital is saying the timing of the exercise was just a coincidence.
Sure.
Despite Ms. Lopez's interest in having her babies there. I'm sure that she didn't have any influence over that drill at all.
Who wants
to steal her baby, by the way?
I mean,
well,
are there
I don't
people
know the
out there
that
are just dying to steal Jennifer Lopez's
know,
baby?
Maybe.
What the hell? I think the size of her ass, they should run a code brown. In case anything goes bad during the delivery.
Overrun by brown?
Look, sometimes the ladies have to bear down.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And you want to make sure the hospital is ready
understand.
To lock down in the case in that situation.
I think we all
I'd
get
be more
it.
Concerned about that is what I'm saying.
I think we all get that.
I can't imagine a hospital would want her to have a baby there. That's more hassle than it's worth, right?
That is
good
think?
For you.
Yeah, I would think it would be, yeah.
She's probably got deep pockets, though. She probably pays for the best of everything with, you know, some cashish.
Well, you know yeah, maybe.
Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do. We have Gail in Huntington Beach. Hey, Gail.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good. How are you, Gail?
I'm great.
Good.
What did you do during the 30 minutes you were off the air a few minutes ago? What did you do with that time?
Okay, my answer is Bob Woodward from Dick.
Oh, she's got no time for our nonsense.
Oh, right to the business.
Wow. Will Ferrell did play Bob Woodward, of course, one of the journalists responsible for breaking the Watergate story, and he did so in the comedy movie Dick about Dick Nixon.
How about that?
Well done. You have earned yourself a pair of tickets to the red carpet world premiere of Semi-Pro. It'll be next Tuesday night in Westwood.
Great.
Hold on. We'll give you all the details.
Okay. I guess everybody does love Dick.
I guess they do.
Yep.
Michelle Williams was so great in that movie, wasn't she?
Outstanding.
Yeah.
And Kirsten Dunst. Although not attractive,
yeah, she's good.
Gave
she's
a good performance in that film. I really enjoyed that movie.
It was funny.
Enormously.
I think I saw that.
You didn't see Dick?
Could have.
About two girls.
Really good.
Two girls are going on a tour of the White House when Richard Nixon's in
tell
the
me
White
about
House.
It. Hang on one second.
And
yeah,
they
yeah.
stick around.
Oh, yeah.
And chaos ensues.
Unbelievable.
I don't know why you felt the need to hear that story off the air.
I was afraid.
Yeah.
I'm so glad it's Friday. I don't think I can handle
dude,
another day like this.
Dude.
It's just Thursday.
Thursday.
And we have a singles party tonight.
We'll all be drinking late tonight and then rolling in and doing a show on tomorrow.
Oh, Bean
It'll
is be going to be a delight.
Yeah, he will be.
He's good with people, right. And he's good with lack of sleep.
And he loves it when we're all hungover because
right.
he doesn't drink.
Yes.
So he enjoys that.
That's
and he'll be in the studio with us.
That's going to be
so
fun.
It really
is
a perfect storm for tomorrow's show.
I'm going to give you guys the opportunity. All you have to do is say the word, and I cancel my flight. I don't come down.
Ever?
That's fine. But I'm saying for tonight, you guys can avoid the wrath of being.
No,
I'm
here's
saying
the thing.
I won't come if you don't
want
me.
It's more fun to watch you be tortured. And the listeners do, for some bizarre, strange reason, like to meet you.
They don't care.
Not for the most part.
They don't care. They're there to see Lisa's hoots, and we all know it.
I think for the most part, they do enjoy meeting Bean. Especially if they haven't met him before. After listening to the show for a number of years, they like to put
I'm going
to
go with no.
A giant face to the voice.
A giant, large, doofus face to
yes.
the voice.
What did we call him yesterday? Hipster Doofus?
Hipster Doofus.
Is that his new media tag?
Dean Baxter, Hipster Doofus.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Florence Henderson. She was Mrs. Carol Brady on the Brady Bunch, 74 years old today.
Orange?
No, she was blonde. Okay. Pat O'Brien from The Insider turned 60 years old today. Teller of Penn and Teller is also 60 years old. And Freddie Highmore, a very talented young actor who currently has a film debuting in theaters today. It's called The Spiderwick Chronicles. He's 16 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I can be honest when I say that the whole room has a crush on our next guest. We're very pleased to welcome back just in time for Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Sadie Allison from TickleKitty.com. Hey, Sadie, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We are good.
You weren't a doctor
last time you were here.
I was not. I have since gotten my doctorate in human sexuality.
Wow.
And I also...
Is that earned on the street, or do you get that in a class somewhere?
You get it in the bedroom.
Okay. School of Hard Knocks.
But she's a hot chick, and all she does is think about and write about and talk about sex all the time.
Yeah.
What a job, huh? Mm. Someone's got to do it.
That's good.
Are you over it now? You've spent so much time making it your work that now is it something you can't enjoy on your own now? Pleasure?
No, I'm not over it because this has always been a hobby for me to help people have better sex. I mean, I started off as the Dr. Ruth of all my friends in high school and college, and then it evolved, and now I'm writing books, and I'm going to keep writing books because I love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you know, of course, I assume you do well with your books. Your books are popular. I see that. But do you also have some sort of a practice where you have sex therapy or something like that, or you have clients or what?
Yeah, I do some, and I do it over the phone. And sometimes over the web.
Over the phone?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
what are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Yeah, <hell? laughs> Okay, tell me what you're doing now.
It seems like that sounds wrong.
The new book is called Ride 'em Cowgirl, Secrets to Better Bucking.
That's bucking with a B, right?
Yes, with a B.
Mm-hmm.
Don't misunderstand.
In case the FCC's listening.
And the guys have the book there. I have not seen it yet. But this is sex positions for the new millennium, or what are we dealing with here?
It's over 100 positions in this book, but I take it way beyond that. What I share here with men and women is I tell them what to do to be good lovers while they're in these positions.
Ah.
Okay.
It's not enough just to put yourself in that space.
Right.
You kind of have to know how to move and things
Let's
like
say
that.
You're in the moon probe, for example. What do you do when you're in the moon probe?
Well, apparently, you do that.
Or the rocket launcher.
This is illustrated. This book is illustrated, so it gives you some helpful tips.
The best thing ever.
Well, I'm looking at the gutsy call.
And there's a position called the gutsy call?
Yes.
Well, it's for...
It's for a fat guy with a hot chick.
I was going to say voluptuous.
Yeah, the chapter's called Voluptuous Lovin'.
For oversized lovers.
Right.
Oh,
but she's not oversized.
Oh,
just
yeah,
him.
She is. Look at her.
In the gutsy call?
Oh, no, she's got a pillow under her.
She's probably average.
Yeah.
Doctor,
he's above average.
Yeah. Are you saying that there are special challenges for larger people to attempt some of these positions, and that's why you address that in the book?
There actually are, and there's some special techniques for them so that they can be more comfortable, and a lot of it revolves around the use of pillows.
Yeah.
In the no ouch couch, I know does. I'll tell you that right now.
Kevin's got a new book coming out saying fat people shouldn't screw. That's his new book.
No, I just don't want to know about it. That's all.
I have a question about fat people having sex, doctor. I was watching Tyra the other day, and she had on a couple, and I think the theme of the show was odd couples. And she had a tiny, skinny, dorky little guy who weighed about 90 pounds, and he had a ginormous 400-pound wife. And he was really turned on by how fat she was. He loved to watch her eat, for instance. But he wanted her to jump up and down on him, like collapse on top of him, you know, from above. And you would just think that something like that would be so painful. But he loved it when she would just collapse on top, and it had to hurt. Have you heard of that before? Or is this something they were making up for a TV show?
You know, nothing surprises me, because for every odd act you might see or hear of, there's people out there that just love it.
And but not very many.
You never know.
I mean
there's some
saying.
Pretty strange fetishes and fantasies going on out there. But
I think some are more popular than others.
As long as it's consensual between both parties, it's okay.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they were lucky to have found each other. I mean, you look at a couple like that and you go, thank God they're both into that same thing, you know?
The wishboner I'm looking at.
Now, this book is great because you've got all the different positions, but then you also have sexual ideas if you're out of doors, which you can do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to have intercourse, there's options for sexual things you can do without actually having any intercourse, which is good for safety's sake. And
the outer course,
the beginning of a relationship. You got ideas for pregnant women if they want to have sex.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hey.
Come on, Mike.
That could be something
girls need love, too.
Are going to have to run
in
into
In fact,
soon,
hormones
Mike.
Run rampant when during pregnancy, right?
That's right.
A lot of
That's
chicks
right.
get horny during that period of time.
Yeah, increased lubrication, lots of hormones. A lot of women have more sex during pregnancy, and a lot of women will have their first orgasm ever. While they're
really?
Pregnant.
Okay. While they're
yeah.
pregnant, really?
Yeah, you have a lot more blood flow, especially down
sure.
in your area,
sure.
And you have a lot more increased sensitivities.
Mm-hmm. I love the checklist for pregnant ladies. Never engage in sex when your physician advises against it. That makes sense. Or your water has broken.
What?
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, hey.
Honey, it's time to go to the hospital. Before we go, how about just a quickie before we get in the cab?
She would beat him, whoever she was. She'd go, no, what's wrong with you?
Never do
That's
that.
Right.
What happens to the baby when dad is making it rain, though?
Oh, for God's sake.
The baby is fine and protected, actually. All right. So
we need to take a break
the
on that.
In the bubble. The baby's in the bubble.
We need to take a break on that note. We're going to come back and ask her about the kneel and squeal and the plush puppy.
Should we take some phone calls, perhaps?
Sure.
Who yeah, need some help
sure we
spicing
can.
Up their love lives?
Yeah. If you need to know how to do the dirty swirly, give us a call at 1-800-520-1067.
Dr. Sadie Allison, back in the studios of the world-famous K-Rock. The latest book is called Ride 'em Cowgirl, Secrets to Better Bucking, TickleKitty.com. You can call right now if you have a relationship sex question for Dr. Allison at 1-800-520-1067. And I had something to start us off for this segment, Doctor, and that is you talk about all these positions, some of which sound very, very creative, that you outline in your new book.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a difficult conversation for one person in the couple to have with the other to try to suggest something? I mean, is something built into that question that may tell the other person, hey, I'm not happy with the way we've been doing it?
Yeah, it can be very difficult to communicate on both sides. You know, some women don't want to hurt their guy's feelings.
Right,
and that's why women fake orgasm all the time, because we're so thoughtful and we care and we don't want him to think he's inadequate. And same with the guys. They don't know how to tell their lovers. So that's what I do with this book, is I take the guesswork out of it and I give you all these different ideas, and I tell women, okay, Valentine's is tonight. You can do the dinners and you can buy the gifts, but what guys really want is they just want some good new loving.
Right.
And if you just give him something different than you've done before, like introduce a new position and take initiative. Because I've asked so many women, when's the last time you actually rolled over, or you pushed him down, or you actually directed the actual experience with the position? And they go, oh, I don't know when the last time I did that was. Do that and it'll rock his socks.
Honey, everything that you've done is great and I'm super happy, but I was thinking about the Puerto Rican fog bank. And
that was not here. In the book, I don't think.
Oh, that's not in the book? Okay. Ladies, just open to chapter 11, Backdoor Boogaloo, and just give this to your man for Valentine's Day and say, here you go, happy Valentine's Day. And he'll be happy.
Now, some of the positions should seem bizarre, a little bit bizarre.
Well, you're no athlete, Bean. That's the problem.
Maybe that's what it is. I guess my question
are you
for
talking
you,
about
doctor...
the New Jersey meat hook?
Okay, as an example, the New Jersey meat hook.
That's not in
that's
there.
That's not in the book. Sorry.
That's another one. That's what the book Kevin is writing, actually. Yeah. I guess my question is, are some of these, and this is a sincere question, I'm not mocking the work you've done here, but are some of these, hey, how creative can we be with a wacky position, and it really maybe is more funny or fun than it is pleasurable? Or are all of these like pretty effective for getting the job done?
These are all effective. That's one thing I made sure that I did was I didn't do any impractical
did
pretzel
you try
poses.
Them all? Did
yes.
you try them all personally?
Over the years, okay. These have all been tried.
I believe that. And true. I believe that.
These
from
are
Sadie.
All very practical positions. They're not telling the guy to lift her up and hold him overhead or get into this position that you have to be a yogi to do. These
this
are very
Kama
practical.
Sutra. This is real world.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I do is I take it beyond the position, though, Bean, is I tell people what they need to do once they're in them. And I speak
okay.
directly to men and women separately.
Mm-hmm.
For example, G-spot pleasure. What I would explain to him on what to do and what to feel for and how to give the pleasure is different than what she needs to focus on to receive that kind
Did
of pleasure.
Did you guys notice that when she started that sentence, when she was giving us instruction, she was talking to us as if we were second graders?
Yeah, well.
Did you notice that?
Because most guys don't know
like
what they're doing.
She slowed down. She said, okay, now.
And
it's time for milk and cookies. Yeah.
She's dealt with men before, Kevin.
Exactly.
That's my writing style, though. It's fun. It's down to earth, easy to understand. And that's what people want when they're learning about sex techniques.
Right.
All right, let's squeeze in a few phone calls from the listeners at 1-800-520-1067. Again, our guest is Dr. Sadie Allison, just in time for Valentine's Day. Why don't we start with Alex in Orange, who has what I imagine is a fairly common question, and I hope your answer will help other people listening. Alex, good morning. You're on with the doctor.
Good morning. My question is, my girlfriend, every time we have sex, she's She's always really hurting. She's in pain all the time, so we have
to... Oh, Alex.
Yeah. Now you're just bragging,
no,
Alex.
No, I have a friend. I have
Listen,
a friend
I wield
this.
A pretty giant tool, and
that's
when
not
I unsheath Excalibur,
she seems to be in pain all the
Wait.
Time.
Lisa, what were you saying? You
I
know
have
something?
A friend who has this problem as well, and it's not the size of the guy.
Okay. Are you sure you're entering in the right location?
Yes, I am.
All right. Just want to double check.
Well, sometimes it could be size related on your end or on her end. She could be very, you know, it might.
Petite
is a good word.
Right.
But on the other hand, lubrication is very important. And a lot of people don't realize that a woman's body doesn't always produce enough, especially if you're going for long lengths of time. And so that's why I always recommend for more comfortable sex, especially for the ladies, is to just pick up a bottle of lubrication.
Does lubrication help when you're doing the Arabian goggles?
That's not in the book.
Not in the book.
That's in your book.
I have specific questions.
So you get yourself some WD-40. Is that good to use?
Yeah, that's good.
That's 30-weight motor oil.
Doctor, that movie that came out about a month ago about the young woman who had the vagina with the teeth in it, that can't happen, right?
Oh, my God.
That's Bean's nightmare.
Ouch.
Yeah. I think we're safe.
I think no on that one. All right.
Let's talk to Sam. Sam and Whittier, line 2.
All right. Sam, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Sam.
I've been with my girlfriend for, you know, about over a year. And, you know, we've gotten to the habit of, you know, having a routine when it comes to sex.
Right.
You know, it's getting a little, you know, I don't want to say boring, but, you know, there's no other word for it.
I'll handle this one, Doctor.
Oh, good.
That's what we need.
Try the Pasadena mudslide.
Oh, will you stop making things up?
Yeah, it can get monotonous. And that's one of the things I recommend is bringing something fun and new into the bedroom to spice it up. One of the products I'd recommend is called the Screaming O. Mm-hmm. And it's a pure silicone vibrating ring for the guy. It's a great product. You wear it. And it actually vibrates. And the great thing about this little product here.
It's for a guy.
It's for a guy to wear.
She's giving one to Lisa right now.
Yeah. See, I just turned
Well, Lisa doesn't have the part, Doctor.
Awesome.
I don't know.
Well, does she?
Here's what it does. It pleasures both people at the same time. While the vibrator is right on her little pleasure spot.
I like this.
He can also feel the sensations on him as well. And this actually increases intimacy because it helps create a situation where both partners can actually climax at the same time during lovemaking.
Would that work with a scrunicorn?
This is very cool.
Where does someone get that product, Doctor? Is that from your website?
Yeah, Screaming O is on TickleKitty.com. And here's what I'm doing for all your listeners for Valentine's Day is every purchase of Ride 'em Cowgirl comes with a free Screaming O.
Well, there you go.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, so you're equipped. You can't lose tonight if you get this little package.
I bet a book like this is good because you can give it to both partners and you can both read it at your leisure and say, did you see that thing on page 59? We should maybe try that. Let's try the French Poodle. What do you say?
They're making up all these names.
French Poodle.
I'll call you guys next.
Yeah,
is that in her book?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you don't even know. Let's take one more call. Debbie is in Seal Beach on line 4. And again, I think this is another one that's pretty commonplace, and that's the couples that aren't on the same rotation for sex for when they want it. Debbie, go ahead. You're on with the Doctor.
Hi. Yeah, I've been with my boyfriend for a while now, and we used to have sex pretty regularly, but seems like lately we only have sex about once a week, but we're together all the time, and I'm just kind of wondering what's going on with that.
Try the mushy biscuit.
Stop it.
So are you wanting more or not?
Yeah, definitely. And if I could, I would have sex probably every day.
Okay, so you're trying to initiate it, and he's kind of turning you down?
He's always just kind of like he's tired or whatever. It's usually only on the weekends that we have sex.
You know what? That always bewilders me. I have girlfriends too that have boyfriends, and they're like, they want more sex, and their guys are just like,
it's more of a problem than guys realize. I think most men think, you know, they can have it all the time.
Occasionally, they throw in the 3-eyed turtle.
It's usually the other way around. But have you sat down and had a heart to heart with him and said, "Look, honey, you know, I have a high sex drive. I really enjoy you. I'd like to be doing it more than once a week. What's the problem?"
Like a little bit, but then he always just says like, "Oh, I'm tired during the week, like from working," and you know, he says it's like nothing to do with me. But I'm just, I don't know, it just seems kind of weird.
He's out there slaving away at his job, bringing him a paycheck, and you're riding him. Yeah, that'll do it.
I like to be
better.
Listen.
So it's not like I'm not tired.
Yeah, she's tired too.
Debbie, tell him that for dinner tonight you're going to serve the chocolate pizza.
You stop it. Kevin, I'm going to make you leave the room, Kevin, if you can't behave.
Now, this is interesting, though, Doctor. And tell me if you see this all the time in your practice, is that the caller, Debbie, has not really pursued this beyond, it sounds like, beyond an occasional mention. It hasn't been a heart-to-heart yet. Mm-hmm. She's calling you, radio sex therapist, to have the maybe talk more about it than she is with her own partner. Is that pretty commonplace?
It is. People have big problems talking to each other, and that's why, you know, the brain is the biggest sex organ that you have.
Yeah.
And open communication is so important. Just creating the right sex life that's for you guys. And, you know, maybe you guys aren't compatible when it comes to this.
Yeah.
You really got to look at that.
Women need to talk more. That's the problem.
Yeah. That's what I deal with every day.
Yeah. I'm sure her boyfriend doesn't hear enough out of her mouth. That's why he doesn't want to have sex with her.
Well,
I wish you'd talk to
just...
me more, because then I'd get really turned on.
She's glad she called in.
But, Doctor, there are couples who just are not ever going to be on the same page if they have wildly different sex drives, right? It's not anything you can fix, right?
Well, you can work at it, and it takes two to tango. It takes two to make the effort.
Sometimes you have to have sex when you're not really in the mood.
It takes two to couch bomb.
You have to make it a priority. You know, and if you care that much about your partner and their pleasure, then you're going to want to do what you can to accommodate and try and find some happy medium.
Right.
But it's important.
A lot of pressure on the sex tonight, though, right, for Valentine's Day. You think?
It's got to be good.
Probably, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Kevin. What should they try tonight, Kevin? What position should they try?
You should just try
tonight?
The West Side Glaze.
All right. You got it out of your system now?
There's more where that came
not
from.
Not a bit.
If you want the real positions, you should pick up Dr. Allison's new book called Ride 'Em Cowgirl, Secrets to Better Bucking. The website is ticklekitty.com. By the way, you can buy it on Amazon or anywhere. But you are, again, the special offer for K-Rock listeners is they get the free Screaming O if they order today. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. And there's a store-wide sale at ticklekitty.com. Everything's 15% off.
Check out some lube. Yeah. Get some lube.
Stock up.
Lube is good.
Get some of this slippery kitty. Oh, it's strawberry flavored. I'm so going to just drink this bottle of lube.
I don't think that's what it's for.
It's not for drinking.
It's lickable.
I hope you stop coughing, but other than that, I don't think that's what it's for.
Doctor, we want to thank you very much for coming in and sharing part of your Valentine's Day with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
You bet. We got to clear the lines, unfortunately. We're done with Dr. Allison. She's got to go.
Let's just take these calls for what it do.
I don't think that's what we're going to do.
What it screw, nephew? We'll call.
1-800-520-1067. Give us a call for Kevin Beats. What it do, nephew? Get on the air, get a prize. Coming up next on the World Famous K-Rock.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. As always, that's the toll-free number. Get on the air, get a prize. And today it's a pair of tickets to the music. What are you doing? What is going on?
That would be the screaming O.
It's a vibrator she left behind.
Yep. Sadie left that behind.
Strapped it to my microphone.
How about a pair of tickets to the Musink Tattoo Festival? It's the Used and Tiger Army, February 22nd through the 24th at the Orange County Fair and Expo, brought to you by our friend Kat Von D, who will be joining us again, I remind you, Tuesday morning in this hour on The Kevin and Bean Show.
All right, let's begin with Fernando in Linwood. Good morning, Fernando.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin and Bean?
What it do?
What it do? Lisa May?
Hi, Fernando.
What's going on?
You're hot.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to know what's up with Al Davis trying to go ahead and get rid of Lane Kiffin. You know, I'm a hard-through Raider fan.
Okay, wait a minute. You're telling me that Al Davis is making a move that might be detrimental to the Raiders?
Of course.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
What a surprise.
The best move he could do is die.
Yeah, I agree. Or sell. Die or sell.
Yeah, he's never going to die.
I like I've always kind of liked the Raiders, but I've always hated Al Davis. He's a horrible football owner.
Yep. He was good. He was good before, but, you know, he's old. He needed to get somebody new.
Game has passed him by, as they say.
Yep.
Hey, Fernando, did you hear Kevin bringing the hammer down on poor Clipper Darrell today?
Wow, was he
rough on that dude.
Come on.
He's got to hate a guy for loving
Clippers.
His team, don't you?
Hey. Clippers suck anyway.
Thank you. I'm saying they don't deserve Daryl. That's my point. I was bagging on the Clippers. Let's go to William in Huntington Beach. Good morning, William.
What to do, nephew?
What to do?
I was calling because my brother was a little bit short on money for Valentine's Day, so being a good brother, I was going to help him out and told him that he could get some tickets or some roses off my credit card.
Right.
He ended up getting $400 worth of tickets to a show.
He used your credit card to buy other things?
Yes.
Smart guy.
So I was wondering if you guys have any plan of revenge for me that I can get on him.
West Side Glazed.
No, we don't. The chocolate pizza?
No, we don't is the answer. Though.
No, he probably just drank your milkshake, and you just have to sit there with your empty glass.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. Let's go to Donald. We talked to an author earlier today who said that robots are going to be not only our sex toys, but our lovers of the future. Going to fall in love with them.
It sounds horrible, by the way.
Being very excited about that.
Love it. So much better. Nothing but positives. Nothing but upside to that story.
Donald, good morning.
Good morning. What do you do, nephew?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What does your country do?
I wanted to ask about, would robot prostitution be illegal?
If a Republican is in office at the time it becomes invented, yes, probably
Well, probably not, because it'd be just like a sex toy. Right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Even those are illegal in a few states.
That's true. In Alabama, it probably will be. But
you can make a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
I guess, if you're a robot.
You ever see that that movie Westworld about this?
Yes.
It's like a grown-up amusement park where all the robots are like the hookers.
Oh, no.
And you're like a gunfighter and you can shoot real people and everything. It's like a realistic amusement park for grown-ups.
Did not know.
All the hookers were all robots. He used to bang all the hookers.
This book from the author we spoke to today, he has a chapter where he talks about how these robots will be so widespread and eventually be so inexpensive that there will be a serious dent in prostitution. I mean, really, hookers really will literally lose their jobs. Due to this invention.
Hmm. Yeah. And who's going to be first in line? Bean.
Well, I won't have to pay because I'll own one. I'll own a robot. I won't need to go out and look for one.
Samantha in Pasadena. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Samantha.
What'd it do?
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Well, I wanted to know what happened to Doc on the Rock this morning.
What are you talking about?
He wasn't on at 8:30. You guys
was? Well, we don't do news at 8:30.
He hasn't been on at 8:30 for 15 years.
I think she meant the top of the hour.
Oh, the top of the hour.
Yeah. For the hour. I'm sorry about that.
He sounded fine to me.
I didn't hear him at all. I missed him.
How do you miss Doc, first of all?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
That's your source of news?
Doc's awesome. Unfortunately, it is my source of news.
Oh,
you're a mess.
wait a minute. Seriously. Let me clarify. That's your only source of news?
That's not my only. That's my primary. I spend an hour in traffic every morning. So you guys, I get my news, my movie beat, everything from you guys.
That's a horrible idea.
Are you familiar with the words? KNX? Seriously, punch that dial once in a while. That's terrible.
Doc, you okay?
1 in 3 gay males may have genitoanal warts.
All right.
Yeah,
there
okay.
He is. He's fine.
Yeah, Doc's fine. Don't even worry about him.
He's taking today off.
Yeah. He'll be back.
Let's end it there, shall we? What do you guys think?
Sure.
I need an entire day to please my lover on Valentine's Day.
I want to thank all of our many, many guests, including Clipper Darrell, for joining us today. Good luck to you. Also, author David Levy. Again, the book is called Love and Sex with Robots, The Evolution of Human-Robot Relationships, available everywhere. Thanks to our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com and TMZ Television.